Davis Lerman.
Davis Lerman. Davis Lerman. Davis Lerman.
Davis Lerman.
Davis Lerman.
So in America, we have this thing called freedom of speech.
Nigger.
Nigger.
Nigger.
Nigger.
Nigger. Nigger.
Nigger.
Nigger. Nigger.
Nigger.
Nigger.
Nigger.
Nigger. Nigger.
Don't say nigger. Say nigger.
Hey, that's racist.
We're supposed to be living in a democracy.
We're used to hearing that the USA is a cradle of democracy. And in case you might forget, they remind you at every opportunity.
This is not a banana republic. It's the Democratic Republic of the United States of America.
Embattled democracy.
A moment when our democracy was gravely threatened.
What does democracy actually mean? In theory, it's supposed to be the rule of the people. But it seems like around the world, in many different countries, many feel like the people's will is not being enacted, and they are not happy about it.
Manipulating the Constitution. Manipulating the Constitution.
Effing Jews.
This administration has financed a genocide in Gaza for the last year, and every day you're up there denying accountability for it. So, I mean, what gives you the right to lecture other countries on their moral...
So, if you have a policy question for me, I'm happy to take it. If you want to give a speech...
No, but, I mean, people are sick of the bullshit in here. I mean, like, it is a genocide.
I'm going to go on to another question.
We are risking nuclear war in Ukraine for this
proxy war. Plenty of other places to give a speech.
Davis and Davis.
This is democracy manifest. What is the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal? See that chap over there? Get your hand off my penis!
Fuck it! Get rid of the propaganda.
I don't want bots.
Try that freaky, nasty, raunchy, crazy stuff.
Davis Lerman.
How many effing Jews do these people think there are in the United States? Jews are the source of all the problems in the world.
I've had it with kikes.
Jews, J-E-W-S. J-E-W-S.
The root cause.
J-E-W-S.
The root problems.
J-E-W-S.
Can you see Jews?
For centuries, they've been stuffing their stomachs with human flesh and they've been stuffing their pockets with money, but they must realize that this ball of vampires is about to end in international affairs.
Davis.
We see you, we're on to you, and we're going to call this out.
Davis freaking nasty.
Okay, you have your moments when you're a pervert, but you know what? I like that about you.
Try that freaky, nasty, raunchy, crazy stuff.
Davis Lerman.
What the fuck?
He doesn't care what you feel. He just wants to know what you think. Davis Lerman.
Davis Lerman.
Davis Lerman.
Davis Lerman.
Davis Lerman.
Davis Lerman.
Davis Lerman.
Davis Lerman.
Biggest threat to America is this Lerman guy.
7, 9, 8, 7.
Just like that. And of course, we'll always give it to him.
It's enough to make you think. It's enough to make you think.
It's enough to make you. It's enough to make you.
Listen closely to the words of this song. I'm betting a lot of people never had the place they belong. Give them a platform for doing something evil.
Better not look at me wrong, cause I'ma mess you up for right.
Everybody starts just for murdering people. Hey,
fuck the Jews! Fuck you! Fuck your Holocaust! Fuck your banks! Fuck your fucking bullshit ethno-state shitbag magic book country!
Jerome,
To cause damage, it's what these useless idiots deserve. Soon I'll be praised for causing havoc. That's why I signed up to protect and deserve.
And your captain speaking. I order you to give them all a nice bullet to the head.
Yes, sir, whatever you say, I'll pay no odds.
It's abject, absolute racism. It's total racism.
Anti-Semitism is at its core.
Davis Lerman and the Right Perspective. The Right Perspective.
Right Perspective.
Hello, everybody. Davis Lerman, Right Perspective Radio. Day, what is this, 4 of the flu voice. All apologies. Anyway, we've got a show of news analysis and, well, a couple of videos to look at, too. Why not? Yeah, let's go ahead and start with... Oh, boy. Let's see what John Stossel has been shoveling into the gaping mouths of Trumptardia, your average American, talking about publicity kills DEI. Oh, okay. So we're winning. This is winning, everyone. Yeah, let's go ahead and do it. I will get to chat momentarily. Let's let that build up a little bit. Do me a favor, everybody, if you could, go ahead and share the link. Share the link. Let's do that and share the link. Yeah, speaking of sharing, I'm going to grab the video file now. Here we go. Okay. Mean, Billy Bew. Okay. Here it is. All right. Let's have some fun.
We'll be woke no longer.
President Trump ended federal DEI programs.
Ended the tyranny of so-called diversity, equity, and inclusion policies.
But why? Diversity, equity, inclusion sound good, and companies sure bought into it.
Right. And let's not forget, this is Trump now who has made the Republican Party the gayest it's ever been, the most trans it's ever been. Accepting all carbons, the most brown it's ever been. So, again, pardon me for seeing the conflict. Look at this. You get to chat in a moment. You motherfucking swampy. Breaking balls already.
DuPont, we believe in embracing diverse talent.
Workers were pushed to label themselves by race and gender.
My pronouns are she and hers.
And companies also claimed
diversity and inclusion isn't just good for society, it's good for business.
We're so sick of the words diversity, equity, and inclusion because they don't mean what they pretend to mean.
Robbie Starbuck fights DEI programs simply by telling his social media followers what companies are doing.
Harley Davidson, they support boys competing against your daughters in sports.
Unlike President Trump, who used an executive order to end federal DEI programs, Starbuck ends them by using the power of speech.
It's time to expose John Deere.
When he posted that John Deere encouraged preferred pronouns and held woke diversity trainings, Deere dropped its policies within a week. So have other companies. Toyota, Target, Walmart, why did they listen to you?
And we go to them like any other investigative journalist and we say, hey, we have a story we're working on.
Then, if they don't change, he goes public.
It is time to expose Toyota. They have gone totally woke. It is insane.
Toyota sponsored pride parades and divided workers into identity-based groups.
They separate employees into these groups based on what race they are or what type of sex they like to have.
1 week after he posted that, Toyota stopped sponsoring LGBTQ events and opened employee groups to all workers.
No more pride events, no more pride parades.
Toyota says that it will refocus its diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. That comes after a campaign from activist Robbie Starbuck.
Coors Beer and Jack Daniels changed without you posting a thing.
Yeah.
Starbucks says all he had to do was start looking into these companies, and they dropped DEI policies.
Last week, we reached out to the CEO and president of Molson Coors.
Coors was mandating DEI trainings and donating to Pride events. No more.
This page used to exist, and it no longer does. Now that page looks like this. Isn't it beautiful?
I like diversity. Inclusion is wonderful.
They sound warm and fuzzy. You know, it's why at the beginning it got a lot of buy-in from people. It's like, I want to be accepting of people around me. I want to include everybody. I don't want to be mean.
Yeah.
What it actually turned out to be in reality looked a lot more like crazy trainings, overtly racist hiring practices, diametrically opposed to the very warm, fuzzy-sounding words they try to sell.
Okay, so far so good. The thing is, though, no one's saying woke is anti-white, because that's what it is. And that's always a bridge too far. I guess we shouldn't complain with what we have, but at the same time, it needs to be pointed out that no one's going so far as to say woke is anti-white. It's like missing the point while getting good things done. This is the equivalent of Trump. You've seen people beg Trump since 2016 to just cut through the red tape. Trump, be Alexander, cut through the Gordian knot, throw these illegals out. He finally does it with one. And it's because Israel don't like it. Jews don't like it. So again, it's like getting something good done, but missing the fucking point.
Davidson is the latest company to drop diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives.
Harley Davidson ignored Starbucks for a month, so he kept posting videos like these, calling Harley's CEO and its board members woke.
They held out the longest of any company. I think they should have listened. If you look at their numbers now, they're not doing so hot.
Now, I don't care if private companies tell employees, stand on your heads. Workers can quit, and customers have choices. But over the past few...
Oh, workers can quit. Right, Stossel. He's one of these guys. Stossel runs very libertarian in his thinking, which is when you run into problems like that. Like, oh, the sovereign is the corporation. They can tell employees to stand on their heads. Well, no. I don't know. Why do we have that in America, by the way? Why is that even an ethos? Why is that a thing? Why is it a thing that if your boss says, I want you available 24 hours a day, when I ring the phone at night, you better answer? Like, why is that okay? Oh, because the Jeet who gets that job will answer the phone at 10 p.m. and pick up for the boss. Well, guess what? This ain't the third world, and we should have higher standards where we get to tell corporations, no, you pay the employee from 9 to 5. Fuck off after that. If you want to pay overtime, he'll pick up the fucking phone. But that's not the position we're in, obviously, but that's what we should be aiming for. And this libertarian streak, you must always be cautious. Now you've got the libertarian John Stossel agreeing with you on DEI. It's like you better grab it with both hands.
A few years at big companies, DEI mandates were so prevalent, you couldn't avoid them. I'm a Chase Bank customer. It's run by a smart guy, Jamie Dimon. Last year, he said, DEI is good for business, morally right, and we're quite good at it.
Well, he can't be that smart then, right?
Then on TV, he was told,
Robbie Starbuck is out there going after companies. You now have a couple of activists going after your company.
Really? Not that I'm aware.
Are you aware of this?
Bring them on.
And so I went on CNBC and I brought it on. And I was like, hey,
guess who sponsored a Dylan Mulvaney event for children? J.P. Morgan.
They went and trained employees with the genderbread person.
Okay. This is it here.
It looks like something out of a kindergarten from hell. And the most infantile, ridiculous thing ever. This is not something serious people or adults
would
use in a training.
But it's useful. It discusses gender identity being different from biological sex and sexual orientation.
And if you disagree with it, you're some sort of maniac or you're a bigot and you don't belong in the workplace. They had internship programs that were only for black people or for Hispanics.
But it seems appropriate. It's reparations.
We don't have reparations in this country. Last time I checked.
When Starbucks exposed J.P. Morgan's policies.
Yeah, this guy's missing the fucking boat. Yeah, of course we have Yeah, of course we have reparations, you fucking asshole. Yeah. There are certain people who qualify for civil rights and whites don't. So that's a form of reparations. So is affirmative action, which still exists, BS. That's a form of reparations. The fact Donald Trump signs an executive order that does away with the business of discrimination in hiring practices doesn't mean anything for colleges. They're going to do what the fuck they do. They just call it something else. And as we know, this has become culturally ingrained into corporate culture as well. So, hey, good for this guy being out there. I'm just telling you, watch for the misapplication and misinterpretation of what's going on.
Simon said, I saw how we were spending money and some of this stupid and it really pissed me off.
Yep. So this is a quick turnaround, right?
Very quick. In my many years of reporting, I don't think I've ever seen changes this fast. And DEI activists are angry about it.
Right. Well, changes this fast, by the way, this is an indication, too, of a terribly unstable government. So this is a good thing. It's an unstable culture. Yeah, Stossel's a Jew. I see that vengeance, yes. Yeah, the instability means that you get more of this back and forth with greater rapidity. It used to be we would cycle on, cycle off for decades at a time. It would be the left in power, then the right in power, the Democrat, then the Republican. And now if you notice, the pendulum swings are happening faster and faster and faster and faster to the point now where the zeitgeist can change on a fucking dime. It all just flips. And boy, did that zeitgeist change fast. Yes. So this is good news, I think, for us. Anyone who's interested in destabilizing what was once an extremely durable anti-white governmental system and American culture. Shit, yeah, bring on the instability. Like, how do we get this thing into catabolic collapse? Let's get it going.
You're saying that you want to erase our existence?
Erase our existence.
Yes, we. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, now she's got it. She's finally got it. And it goes both ways. So you're trying to erase white people's existence, so that's what you get by way of pushback, because woke is anti-white. Notice then that anti-woke, see that woman, she has it correctly interpreted. Anti-woke means anti-black, see? Because woke is anti-white. So it's all tracking, you see.
What existed before DEI? Did black people not exist before that? Like that, it's just nonsensical.
This will specifically harm women, African-Americans, and Latinos.
What she's actually saying is that minorities are not going to be able to get jobs if the sole thing you're looking at is merit, which the way I was raised, you call that racism. I think she's being racist.
I think they're just saying that, look.
God. Okay. See, again, you always have to watch for the misinterpretation and the misapplication. And you've got old Turtleneck McGee over here.
Look, we have a history of disadvantage. We were slaves in this country.
None of them were. I'm Cuban. I could say, you know, my family went through this, they went through that. I didn't go through it, you know. I'm not going to claim their disadvantage as my own disadvantage.
Use your wallet as a weapon. Use your voice and speak up.
We're not going to fall for the same stupid stuff anymore. We're going to judge people based on merit and on who they are, how they do their business every day, not on what they look like and their immutable characteristics. Like they're
okay, right. Notice Jews have not come up in this at all. Okay. And in case you haven't caught on by now, this is aspirational Americanism 2.0, right? So this is now the Donald Trump era Americana. This is what's being pushed. You're being propagandized. You're being told Jews are not even an element of this. Meanwhile, the only reason DEI is going anywhere because it turned out not to be too hot for Jews. That's the real reason. And as far as this dude's role, clearly he's peddling an aspirational American ethos. Oh, now it's a meritocracy. Right. Oh, now. Oh, sure, sure, sure. Yeah, we're going to. You see what he says? He makes these proclamations like he's the president. You better go ask Jonathan Greenblatt about that, because that's the real president of the United States. Oh, now it's based on merit. Oh, great. Okay. See, we thought we lived in a meritocracy, and now you're saying now it's based on merit. Really interesting. Interesting. So it comes and goes. At whose convenience? Oh, right. At whose convenience? it seems the Jews are in charge, as usual. So kikes are capitalists, capitalists are kikes. Sometimes I repeat myself, but they're not always the same thing, obviously. However, Swampy points out, based on merit, asterisk, except for Jeets and kikes. Yes, see? So when the capitalist wants Jeets, when the kikes want Jeets, you get Jeets. When the kikes want special rules for kikes, you get special rules for kikes. What's the trade-off for that? Oh, you get to pretend it's a meritocracy. Sweet. Fucking sweet. Nice.
If you've had interesting experiences.
Yeah, we feel great about it, John Stossel. That's really great. I've had a very interesting experience. Yep. Yeah. I've watched the world get on their knees to in deep concern. Won't someone please think about the elitist Jews at Ivy League colleges? They feel a scared. So the whole world has to stop and address their fucking concerns. Will you take up that story? Oh, no. Okay. Weird. John Stossel, not so interested in that. Instead, he'll do a story about how, you know, Antifa has regurgitated its own vomit and become campus leftists who hate Israel or whatever. You know, he'll do that bit. Right. Okay. Right. John fucking Stossel. All right, let's do this. Oh, bam. Me, Billy B. Oh, welcome to the chat. Yeah.
Right. Well, hey, hello. Welcome to the stream, everybody.
It never ends. It never ends. It's always something.
Yep.
So, how are you guys? Welcome. Who do we have here? We got
MFC NorCal, Serbian Bull, always honest, straight out of Swampton. Kato Koshiro, nice to see you, sir. Kick Chef. And let's not forget Vengeance. Stottle's a Jew. Yeah, thanks, buddy. Thanks for that reminder. Yeah. Me, Billy B. Colonizer Grindset showing up as well. Nice. FTJ.
Guys, what's going on?
Well, I'll tell you what's going on. We got a lot of screen caps. We got Alex Wazlak saying, hope you feel better, Lerman. I do feel a little better. I know it doesn't sound like it, but I physically feel better. So that's a good thing. I'll fucking take it. Let's put it that way. Oh, and in case you haven't noticed, this is a show made by adults. It's for adults. Not that we focus on adult humor, but I don't think it's appropriate for children. So if you hear the occasional frank discussion, if you hear some explanation of Jewish cultural penetration into your life, if you hear a cuss word, that'd be the reason. Right? Okay, right. Well, let's look at some of these. Oh, who else do we have here? Right, Alex Wazlak, straight out of Swampton, always honest. Okay, let's look at some of these. Tired of political posts? Okay. I'll bite. Oh, I see. Okay. Well, let's go ahead. Present, share screen, oh, bam. Okay. Yes, Stossel gone. Good. There you go. Yeah, I forgot Stossel existed for a while, too, until this got fed into my algorithm, and I was like, what is this now? Turns out it was aspirational Americana 2.0 bullshit. Yeah, how does any of this bullshit about DEI now? You're telling me, oh, that, it's gone. It's gone. Does Swampy have a better job? How does that improve the material conditions in my fucking children's lives? How does that improve the lives of white people in any fucking way whatsoever? You're telling me how it improves the bottom line of Harley Davidson when they go anti-woke and improves the bottom line of John Deere when they go anti-woke. How does it improve the fucking lives of white people? Oh, no answer? Okay, right. Because there's your fucking answer. Stossel doing the libertarian corporate worship nonsense. All right. Anyway, screen cap. Tired of political posts. There you go. See, God has a sense of humor. God made her. He also made Laura Loomer. Well, Satan made Laura Loomer. That's not really a fair comparison. Here we go. There we go. You should all change your core values and beliefs so I fit in. Yeah, or we could just throw you in the volcano. How's that sound? How's that sound, Kike? What's this? Johns Hopkins. Genetic study shows 97.5 of Judaics living in Israel have absolutely no ancient Hebrew DNA and are therefore not Semites and have no ancient blood ties to the land of Palestine at all, whereas 80% of the Palestinians carry ancient Hebrew DNA and are thus, well, now, see, now you're making me dislike the Palestinians. Yeah, I never really got this argument. I understand it. I really do. I mean, I get it. I just don't, I don't see it as effective propaganda. You know, imagine trying to explain this to someone when it's really much more simple than this. Jews are fucking evil. Okay. I don't care what you're telling me about who has what Semitic blood and blah, blah, blah, blah. Jews are fucking evil. The good guys are fighting against the Jews, and that's Hamas. Like, let's keep it simple. Let's keep it simple. Hebrew is a language, not a behavior. Well, sure. Sure, sure. Although it's fun to call them Hebes. So I think we know what that meant. See? Even in this, you can start doing the niggling. Wow, Hebrew is a language. Everyone knows what's meant by this. But to explain all this, you see. Hebraic. That's another thing. Hebraic. I think that's a genetic reference, though, when you say Hebraic. See, this is why I keep it simple. Jews bad, those fighting Jews good. See? That's how Grandpa did it. That's how Dad did it. And so far, it's worked out pretty well. What's this? The Gulf of I'm not fucking dying for Israel. Well, I like that. Well done. Aha. What is Donald up to? Oh, boy. He's inspecting the product, I see. Okay, you can read that for yourself. You know I'm inspecting. The girls, 14 to 16, are standing there with no clothes on. Okay, well, you know, not appropriate, sure. That seems like Trump was doing a boast. Now, does this mean Trump said the girls 14 to 16, or did someone insert that? I hardly believe Donald Trump said, I'm inspecting the girls 14 to 16 are standing there. He didn't do that. So what he did was said, you know, I'm inspecting the girls are standing there with no clothes on. You see, that's what he did. And then someone's informing you that they can be 14 to 16. This is the problem with this sort of propaganda. We don't know. I mean, I get it. It's effective at one level, but it's not going to penetrate the average Trumptard. That's for shit sure. What you will notice, most importantly, is they're all women and they're all white, which is really nice. Whoa, inserted. Inspecting. Inserted? I don't know what always honest means by that. Looking a little heavy there, ladies. Jesus, what are you, crazy? I see what you're doing, but yeah. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, speaking of, you know what? Along these lines, let me get you something. I know you'll enjoy, you'll find it, you'll find it as silly as I do. It's a little bit absurd, but we're going to do it anyway. Let's go grab the video file for Girls Gone Bible. Okay, I brought this up in the chat of NNR's show. It's not the kind of thing I'd ever want to dedicate a whole show to, but I think it's important every now and then to track with the cutie-servatives. Do you know what the cutie-servatives are? Okay, it's when you take like a, what's that girl? Something Cooper. Or Brentley Cooper or something, whatever her name is. They get these cutie pies who can either talk fast or say the right things, like the Lily Gaddis or whatever her name is. And they repeat basically all of the talking points of the right wing that can fit on an index card. They just memorize those. And they say it with a little more emphasis. And of course, they're generally pretty, which helps. And these are the cutie servatives. So mostly it's a hollow attempt to capture audience by way of some woman's, you know, like beautiful visage, not necessarily what they're saying. I don't think Lily the Gaddis or the Lily Gaddis or whatever her name is. I don't think anyone's truly turning to her for like deep analysis you wouldn't have otherwise understood, right? Right. Well, the same thing goes for these Bible girls. I hardly believe you're going to turn to the Girls Gone Bible to understand anything about the Bible that you wouldn't have otherwise gotten really better explained elsewhere. But all the same, let's check it out. You're going to love this one. I dare you to interpret this any other way than I'm interpreting it right now. You're going to know what I mean as soon as you see it.
I'm with Jesus, and I have to actively fight against temptation every day of my life. It's a constant battle and choice, sitting in the presence of God and letting him fill me up, putting on that armor every day of my life, because there is...
All right. Right? Is it just me? She knows exactly what she's doing when she's in the makeup chair for half an hour. The girl is like an easy 9.5 out of 10. She's like almost doing ASMR, and she does hand motions saying, fill me up, letting him fill me up. Okay. I know. Exactly. See, Serbian Bill just popped in. I'd fill her up. That's what every guy is thinking. So this is more cutie servitism. This is just going for the Bible belt, cutie servitism. Serbian Bill, you're not alone. Every guy watching this is thinking the same exact thing. Like, fuck yeah. Fill me up.
Battle and choice, sitting in the presence of God and letting him fill me up, putting on that armor.
Hand motion. So it wasn't like fill me up in her heart. She's getting filled up from her privates up. Okay. Wow.
Sitting in the presence of God and letting him fill me up, putting on that armor every day of my life, because there is a power in me at work, sin, my flesh, that wants me to go against God. It lives in me. Yeah. And we cannot be so arrogant to think that we're so strong in God that we are not vulnerable to sin. And he says, so I am not.
Right, well, in her, let's hope you are in her case. But, and look, she's got notes for this. This is how you know you're in real trouble. Someone is giving vapid opinions about their relationship with the Lord, and she needs fucking notes. Oh, boy. We have a destiny of the cutie servative right happening here. Always with the notes. Okay. Well, you know, listen, I wish her the best and everything, but if you believe this woman is not mounting someone every weekend, you're out of your mind. That's all. I'm just going to say it. This girl goes out and has drinks. I guarantee it. She's drinking with her girlfriends. They go out and she's riding it. I'm just going to say it. And then she gets to come here and do her confessional about in the presence of God filling her up. Because it's a bit. It's a bit. It's a bit. One of her confessionals is she used to get a mini bottle. This is going to sound crazy to you. She would go down to the corner store and buy those little airplane bottles of liquor. Okay, she didn't have a big bottle at home. Every day, to pacify her anxiety, she would go down to the corner store and buy those little travel ones. Who does that? Who does that? It's nonsense. Anyway, Colin, as Grant said, would rather watch a pretty blonde cheerleader beating the shit out of a sheboon. Yeah. Yeah, send that link. Send that link. So, you know, All right, let's hear her wisdom.
The one doing wrong, it is sin living in me that does it. I feel like it can sound like such a cop-out to say that the devil made me do it.
Yeah.
And it is. It's like you have autonomy, authority. You have a choice in what you partake in, the behaviors you want to have, the type of person you want to be. You have way more choice than you probably even think. And at the same time, we are incredibly vulnerable to sin. That's why you have to actively fight against your desire and temptation to sin. You can never underestimate sin's power, because that is our inclination. Is
I don't even understand what this is about, though, honestly. Are you telling me that it's not okay to go out and... All right, listen, I don't know. This doesn't seem appropriate to even talk about, but... Does it really even mean that in the Bible you're not allowed to go make love or whatever? I don't know. It's, you know, people do this. People do it. People do it. Just saying, people do it. Let me share this tab here. Let's go check out Add to Stage. Oh, wait, one more thing, right? She's doing this thing where she, like, puts her hands together and then emphasizes with the fingers, with the sweater, with the extra long sleeves. Yeah.
Power, because that is our inclination, is to sin. So when Paul writes that, he's not saying that it's an out, like, I'm not the one doing wrong, it's Satan that does it to me, like that's...
Satan. It's Satan. She's one of those ones that says, it's important. Important. Yeah. Yep, yep, yep. Goose Steppenwolf, yeah, she's finer than a frog hair split four ways. Hot damn, I drink that bathwater simping. Yes, right, right, right. Well, this is the incredible, right, she's right, that she has more power and authority than she knows. That much is true, yep. There's no doubt. She could be in a room full of men and she'd having them all behaving exactly as she chooses. Unless, you know, one of them is a homosexual or something like that. Or a manosphere bro who's like, oh, I'm out simping. Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll see. All right, we were saying, Add to Stage. Well, bam. Oh, wait, I got to remove and then add. Me, billy, billy. Speaking of cheerleader fights bully. Is this it? Cheerleader beating up a nog? Let's fucking have it.
Nobody talks about you guys.
Have you been
around? Yeah, you're here in my face.
Oh,
you're
not gonna hit her.
What are you gonna do? Are you gonna
make me fight? I don't wanna fight.
Are you gonna make me get back?
No, don't fucking touch me. Don't fucking touch me.
Jules,
nobody fucks that.
Nice. I realized from that angle the nigger's skull hit the pavement, which probably didn't really affect it, but yeah, because them skulls is thick.
Break it up. Break this shit up. Come on. Here we go.
You break it up, like break up that nigger's face. This fight isn't going to stop until her nose is somewhere on the curb and her bottom jaw is somewhere over near the wall. Then I break it up.
You already know. I knew there was going to be a rumble here tonight. I love watching the rumbles. This shit fun as fuck, especially bitch fight.
Could have done without the narrating. Oh, it's just niggers at the end, yeah. Wahoo, yeah. All right. What a pig. All right. Oh, I like that. Yeah, beat that nigger C word. Nice. All right. I like that. Yeah, more of that, please. Yes, they are insanely jealous of even witnessing a beautiful white woman. It drives them insane. Yes, and I can I can understand the psychology of this. You know, this makes a lot of sense, actually. Makes a lot of sense. Some ugly she-boon, because they have mirrors. You know, we can joke about magic mirrors all we'd like, but the truth is, a nigger has to wake up every morning and look in the fucking mirror, and it sees a nigger. And then it has to go compare, contrast all day long with beautiful white girls. Now, if a white girl, like this nigglet, this fat pig beast is, let's say she's 50 pounds overweight. A white woman could be 50 pounds overweight and still going to look better than that fucking black bitch. That's the point. That's the real point. Now, of course, this cheerleader is completely hot. Yeah, they know who's the superior, better looking race. It does drive them nuts. Yeah. It's like monkeys and or apes, silverback gorillas are the fucking worst. And monkeys do the same shit, where if a monkey feels that some competing monkey tribe has slighted them, they'll go bite the fingers, the dick, and the balls off of the enemy monkeys. Like, they just want to completely hobble them. And niggers have that same impulse. They have that same, you know, you disrespected me, and then they go all out. It's just who they are. It's who the fuck they are. Very good. Nice. Well, thank you for sharing. Jew news telling them they are beautiful and strong doesn't equate to the fact that they're all bald, ghetto, and disgusting. Yeah, she could have used more elbow, I agree. Would have been good if she had planted like a Derek Chauvin knee on this fucking fat pig's neck and just done the whole she can't breathe thing. That would have been good. B-R-E-E-V-E, she can't breathe. That would have been nice to see. And then people screaming, you gonna George Floyd that bitch. But don't worry. Mrs. 9.5, quoting Paul, she's going to make sure.
He's saying, but he is saying, like, of course you're vulnerable. Of course that's your desire. Of course that's your inclination. So don't have shame.
Yeah, oh, don't have shame. Okay. Well, that's my advice to you, in fact. Yeah, in fact, go do what you do. Go have some white babies, for God's sake. How's that sound? You stop at the cutie servitism. You know the great irony would be, what if these girls gone Bible? Which, of course, is trading upon the equivocation with the name Girls Gone Wild, right? Wouldn't it be wild if these hot Girls Gone Bible girls married Jew guys? I would not be surprised in the least. Not in the fucking least. Because, you know, on account of that's America. This is the America you live in. Joe Miller's over there at F2 the T2 the J. What's up, buddy? All right, who do we have here? Who do we have here?
Hello, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Oh, my gosh.
Joe Miller is Stossel Juden. Yes, he is. See, at the same time, he said, I'd fill it up. That's what every guy thinks. That's what I mean. This was script written. Script written in a Girls Gone Bible show to sexualize these women and make men think of filling her up in the middle of a Bible discussion. I'm just saying what it is. I'm just saying what it is. Oh, Swampy giving some screen caps. Davis Lerman, are you always thinking in sexual terms? See, Lisa from Germany is, I don't think you're understanding what the girls were doing, dear. Yeah. Okay, Lisa from Germany is saying, well, you know what, I'll just show you guys, because I'm pretty sure I'm not off on this. I've been trying to be less like this, I really have, but what I've just shown you here is so obvious. It literally could not be more obvious. All right, let's open in a new tab, and we'll share this tab. Now, Lisa, dear, I admit when I'm going overboard. I do. And sometimes I'm disgusting with a purpose when I'm trying to fill you in on what the Jews have done to your culture. And this is actually an example of that. So she says, are you always thinking in sexual terms? No, not always. For goodness sake, you do not know what she's talking about. She's using the English language while talking about the Holy Spirit. Can you only mock her? Well, I think you're missing the phenomenon. The context is these are cutie-servatives. And the cutie-servatives are doing this every day, all the time. Like the Lily Gaddis, for example. Okay, she wears sweaters that are clearly, let's say she would be wearing a large sweater because of her chest. She wears medium sweaters. Okay, a guy notices this. That's on purpose. It's to accentuate her bosom while she talks because she doesn't have much to say. She's reading the standard cue card of acceptable right-wing talking points, something right of center or perhaps even a little right of Ben Shapiro. Maybe she's really daring and says the word nigger every now and then, but it doesn't change the fact that the cutie-servative movement is there to capture the attention of men. The women are not going to cutie-servatives. The men are. That's all. So, no, and to be clear, I'm not trying to mock her. In fact, I encourage her to go have beautiful white babies. I hope she meets a guy and has white babies. I think she'd be a lot happier than telling everyone about her former alcohol addiction and talking about God, you know, the Holy Spirit filling her up and stuff. I'm just saying, I want good things for her. Frankly, I'm not mocking her. I love white people. And yeah, she's not alone. Sure. Everyone's got the sin and all this jazz. Right. Everyone's got the sin. But you know, hate to say it, you got to put sin on balance with the fact that human beings have biological urges. And it is not going to be the cutie-servatives doing Girls Gone Bible that is going to save the white race. It's going to be the impulse to reproduce and the civilizational impulse, which is sort of one and the same. So that's all. Yeah. Anyway, experiment validated. I played it, and before I could even say everyone's thinking I'd fill her up too, three different guys texted it, which means everyone chatted it, which means every guy who listens and ever saw that had thought the same thing. That's just how guys are. It's how we're hardwired, dear. It's not intentional. It's not to mock her. It's, I would dare say, an impulse that cannot be denied. And good fucking thing, because on account of we'd like the white race to continue, men finding women that look like that attractive, I'm going to say, is a good thing. And I don't think that's controversial. Like, at all. Okay. So, here we go. Yes, hardwired, right? We are. Yep, we're hardwired. There's no doubt. We be hardwired. And shizzle. So, remove. Oh, did that not show? Oh, boy. Okay, as usual. As usual, Lerman. We have more for you tonight. Don't worry.
Well, yes. It's not playing.
What?
You there?
Yeah.
It's not playing.
Are you sure?
Oh, it's not playing? I'm sorry.
No.
I didn't share the right
really?
Screen. Jesus. Okay. I was watching it. I was enjoying it very much.
Yeah, I was doing fine as well, yeah. Okay, this is what I meant to show you guys. You know, I'll show it to you now. Present. Share screen. F to the T to the J. Where did it go? How about that? Now it should show me. There it is, chat. Super. All right, that's what I mean. So I occasionally like to show the chat, that's all. Mm-hmm. And Serbian Bull, you underestimate the male mind. Well, it's just how it's laid out. That's all. That's how it is. It's how it's always been and likely will be. Unless they succeed in turning everyone into soy beta, homo, whatever. I guess go down the list. Unless they put enough bisphenol A on your receipts and all this stuff. I guess then they could fag everyone out and... then we could look at this girl talking about filling her up and we would just be like, oh, good for her. She must feel the Holy Spirit. Yep. That's all. Okay, let's go. Oh, boy. you were having a nice day. This is a swampy clip here. Here, have some government. Yeah, what did this woman do? Why is she getting the bear spray? What the hell happened? I'd like to know the context of this, wouldn't you? Boy, that's upsetting. Here we go, Ozempic Jones. Biggest Epstein news ever just dropped. Trump's DOJ successfully retrieved over 14 terabytes of nightmarish sexual abuse of children and has given it all to local FBI. Wait, I thought we were against the FBI. Wasn't it like 5 minutes ago we thought the FBI should be shut down? But now it's like Trump good. Trump good. Okay. Oh, I'm sure Cash Patel is going to handle it. Wow, Alex Jones, man. Alex Jones. With orders to take the gloves off. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? I don't believe that. Take the gloves off. More like put the magic markers in your hands and they're going to go scratching out everyone on the list that they don't want you to see. That's all it's going to be. Redacted, redacted, redacted. Oh, yeah, Pam Bondi is really on top of the case here. You have Cash Patel and Pam Bondi. When I think of two people who are looking out for my interests, I'm thinking Cash Patel and Pam Bondi. Yeah, oh, and John Stossel, right? Sure. Okay, guys. Yep, yep, yep. Are we ever going to see that evidence? No. They'll claim it's too disgusting to show, or they'll never even mention it again. But I thought you guys can do that blurry video thing. Oh, right, right, right. See, if the Jews had the beheaded baby nonsense that they claim to have on video, and if they have the they have Hamas playing like chopped off titty hacky sack, you know you'd be seeing that, but it would just be blurred footage, right? Which proves they don't have it. So same applies here. If you never see it blurred, they don't have it. At least that's my standard of evidence. And the way I'm feeling about Ozempic Jones lately, I would just as soon tell him, like, listen, bro, on account of you're the one saying this, it just probably ain't true. Call me a lunkhead. I'm just going to say it's probably not true. Because it came from, yes, literally because it came from you. Because it came from you. That seems prejudicial. Yeah, that's right. Yep, prejudicial. That's right. Consider the source. All right, here's the next. By the way, there's going to be a third co-host for Girls Gone Bible. She's quitting drinking, and she's going to have the Holy Spirit fill her up. Okay. All right. Donald fucking Trump. America. Yep. Let's remove that. Let's get rid of Girls Gone Bible. Yeah, be on the lookout yourself for cutie-servatives. Feel free to send me any links if you find any new cutie-servatives. They're really popping up every 5 minutes. They tend to be very well-funded. They've got super studios. They often have, like, awesome signage in the background. It's, like, excellent video, crisp, clean audio. And they're in heavy rotation on all the algorithms. They just pop up out of nowhere. And I get why it works. I'm not retarded. I understand that beautiful women saying anything is going to be attractive to a lot of people. And if it's intended to resonate with, again, the message of the zeitgeist, which is sort of the Christian conservative ascendancy, I think that's the faux zeitgeist of America right now. That's what's being pushed. Yeah, I get it. I'm not retarded. I know why it's working. I'm only suggesting you see it for what it is, right? I don't think you should believe that there's a sudden resurgence of 9.5 out of 10 hot girls who are suddenly finding Jesus and behaving like angels on the weekend. You know what I mean? I'm just saying. I'm willing to buy a lot of stuff, but I don't appreciate when someone treats me like I'm retarded. That's all. Yes, a real man dies for Israel. Cue conservatives. That's probably why they're being propped up. Soon, when necessary, there'll be a real convenient pro-Israel argument coming out of the mouths of all these 9.5s out of 10, guaranteed. Suddenly, these cutie conservatives who used to talk about the Holy Spirit filling them up and confessing they would go down to buy little travel bottles of booze every morning because of their anxiety, soon they'll be quoting Deuteronomy, telling you about how Israel has to, destroy Amalek and all this. That's probably why they're even being put there. Agreed. Okay. And I think I responded respectfully. Lisa, I'm not trying to be a dick about this. I was just trying to explain myself. But, hey, people can think whatever they like. I tend to be the biggest advocate of women, and I've not been really unclear about that. So I love our beautiful white women, and I'm not being silly when I say this. I mean, for all the right reasons. So I love them because they're 3D printing machines for white people. Okay. So I think it's a little ridiculous to not look at them like they're fucking magic. They're magic, okay? They make people. And if you do it right, they make white people. Right? So I'm not with the whole trip like bitches, hoes, and all this stuff. I'm definitely not with that. But I don't think you should miss an opportunity to appropriately attribute what is really beautiful about white women is the fact that they can be wonderful mothers and wonderful wives, and they can make beautiful households feel very, very warm. I don't think it's appropriate to be worshiping them as cutie servatives on Girls Gone Fucking Bible. If you get what I'm saying, like, you see the difference? You see the difference. Now, if some woman is insistent on working in a cubicle and filling in fucking bubbles on a spreadsheet or whatever she's going to do in Excel, Office Excel, and she finds that fulfilling, what can I do about that? I can't do anything about that. But that woman pursuing a career, quote unquote, is just as ridiculous as Girls Gone Bible. And make no mistake about it, they're both missing their true biological racial calling. Right? Okay, so just to put the, don't put the cart before the horse on this one. I think I've got the order correct. I know why they're beautiful. I know why they're wonderful. And I know why they're really special. When you fall on the track of defending cutie conservatives on Girls Gone Bible, you might have it wrong, is all I'm suggesting. And the manosphere types doing the bitches, hoes, and with the incel fags or whatever, they're doing it wrong too. So this is not just picking on, one group of people. Okay, I'll take the mail now. You can, simp Lerman. Listen, I can't help it if you're gay. I can't help it. If you've not been in the presence, maybe that's your problem. Maybe you've not been in the presence of a beautiful woman who, how do you even explain this? When you are with the right woman, it's like time freezes around you when you're together and, in the act, quote unquote. It can be a very special thing. And that's all I'm advocating, okay? I'm not trying to be disgusting. It's this girl doing the Holy Spirit filling her up and what every guy is thinking when she does that. Okay, that's more disgusting than I am. And that's really a point I was making. But instead, it turns out I'm the gross one. See how this works? I can't fucking win. I cannot win. Wow. Whatever. Fine. More ball crushing. Get in line. Get in line. Oh, yeah, I was saying we're going to play something else here. Me, Billy B, present. Video file.
Was interrogated, physically assaulted, and then detained by the Israeli government. My name is Anastasia. I'm an Australian citizen. On the 10th of March, I flew from Australia to Tel Aviv. They pushed me. They grabbed me. They just physically assaulted me because they were trying to move me as quickly as possible through, and that there was no patience whatsoever. I was asked for my passport, my visa, which had been approved, and I was visiting the holy site. I showed him my ticket for my return flight to Australia. He didn't even look at it. He didn't care. It didn't matter. This one young guy, he was just trying to mess with me. We were walking through. He goes, now you're going to go to prison. You're going into a prison like Auschwitz.
Oh, there it is, right. So Jews using the projected echoes of the propaganda that's been fed to Christians and white people. Oh, you're going to Auschwitz now. Okay, Kike. Right. And the wild thing is, Jews, they do rule the roost here, so let's not fucking kid ourselves. The Jews could throw this woman into their Auschwitz-like prison, you know, the Auschwitz of their imagination, and she'd be there a very long time until anyone decided to defy Israel, lift a finger to help her. So, you know, it's a real concern. It's an actual fucking concern. It is wild. I will say this, though. We're at the time of the night when it's time to take a break for chat, so we'll do that. Amira, remove. Add to stage. There it is. Great, great, great. Okay, let me go check out the chat here. All right, there's plenty of these I'm not going to read, obviously. It's going to set some people off. Why can't we just be tribal like every other freaking group? It drives me mad. Yeah, that I agree with. Yeah. Yep. You know what? I didn't even think to look into that. Khan, as a grindset, said, I'm sure Kike's behind that Girls Gone Bible thing. I have not thought to look into that. That's something I should look into. You know, clearly it's trading upon the equivocation of Girls Gone Wild, but I assume these girls came up with that themselves. I probably shouldn't assume that. I wonder if a Jewish production company is in fact behind Girls Gone Bible, and they're just waiting for the moment because they're going to build their audience of millions. They have an audience of millions. They're going to build their audience, and then when the time is right, these girls are going to start spouting, you know, straight up Israel support. No doubt, no doubt. Yep, yep. Wouldn't doubt it. So, yes, thank you for that thought. Kick Chef had a similar thought. Callahan's in the his aisle. Adar Hitrock, nice to see you, sir. Let's see. Darius Simpman. Okay, I get it, Kick Chef. I deserve that. Stop saying B-dilly-dee. Well, I think it's mew billy bee. Isn't it? Right, it's mew dilly dee or mew dilly breer. What's this? He claims his family was targeted, so he feels justified in talking about everyone else's family. What's going on here? I don't talk about people's families. That seems a low blow. Huh. I have lines drawn, sir. Oh, wait a second. His simps are saying the docs is not... Oh, this must be about piss streamers. Oh, forget it. Well, you can't believe anything they say. Yep. Yep, yep, yep. Ah, Khan has a grindset with some true facts here. So I'm going to read this because this is a helpful adjustment, a reality adjustment. So it's contra my point, but I think it needs to be read. Here goes. Khan has a grindset. Been on this godforsaken earth for 40 years, Davis. I don't doubt the women you talk about exist, but they are rarer and rarer as the days go by. Yes, I believe you. I believe you. In fact, I empathize with a lot of the guys who didn't, you know, scoop up their high school sweetheart or whatever. So I'm with you, man. I've heard all the stories. It seems maddening to me. I could not fucking imagine trying to do the whole dating thing right now. Everyone's looking at their phones. It's this whole weird courting thing where if you type the wrong thing in chat, it could all go wrong. You know, you're texting each other. It's all fucked up now. It's also fucking weird. And I suppose you'd be the bad guy if you're like, can we just, let's not have phones for this meal. Let's just, don't do that. Don't take a picture of the meal. Could you put your phone away, please? Oh, she's taking a picture of the meal. Okay. Oh, look, she's answering. Okay. She's answering a text in the middle of our conversation. I was about to say how beautiful you look. Oh, nope, she's okay. And now she's FaceTiming. Yeah. It's really something that Jews, who always want to be the middleman for everything, and they fuck everything up when you look at how they've culturally deformed America. This is just one tiny aspect of it. And it's very similar to how they economically deform America. Like, capitalism is fucked up enough, you know, doesn't need any help. But Jews help it along and make sure they fuck up every possible interpersonal dynamic in America such that you can't even think about using something like DoorDash without considering the implications and how it affects your life and how it improves Jews' lives to the detriment of everyone else along the chain. So think about this. Jews create a fucking app that just tells you all the stores where you can get a cheeseburger, let's say, right? Now, that used to be called the Yellow Pages. So they basically invented an app that's the Yellow Pages. And the only thing the app does for the fucking 40% or 25% or whatever they're taking off the top, the only thing the app does is connect the Yellow Pages restaurant of your choice with a deliverer. Someone to deliver that shit. That's all it does. And for this, we're supposed to think, oh, Jews, what economic geniuses they are. Oh, what business acumen you have. You created an app that's the Yellow Pages with people who fucking drive food places. Now no one's leaving their house. And everyone in that chain of events is losing but the fucking Jews. The restaurant loses because it cuts into their profits. So they start delivering shittier food. The dude driving, he's a gig economy guy. He's got no fucking health care. His life is shit. The person who bought the cheeseburger is paying more for the cheeseburger because the Jew has got to be in there middlemanning every fucking aspect of your life. Everyone loses but the Jew. This is very similar to what Jews have done with the interpersonal relations between men and women. And I see that. I get it. You know, I get it. I don't know what to tell you. I do not have the fucking answers when it comes to that. So I can only empathize and say, yeah, you know what, colonizer, you're right. I'm a different case. So it could have just as easily gone another way, by the way. It's not like I dated her and we stayed together forever. We broke it off for a little while. She went out there, tried other things, and then we ended up coming back together. So we're very lucky. But it could have gone, I could be right here with you. It could have gone a whole other way. So, anyway. Yes, the fucking Jews. What else can we say? Ah, Callahan puts a finer point on it, talking about Tuber. Yes, I fucking figured once I read the hints there. No, I've never used DoorDash or Uber either, but that's just me. I understand there are people who have to, you know, if you don't have a car or something, I suppose, but I'm just saying the cultural economic deformation by way of Jews, this is what they do. They're like mold spores or fucking water. They penetrate into every crack and crevice of a society until they've completely undermined it. It's fucking disgusting. Yep. Well, see, this is also something that gets people scared. So, in the chat, you'll see Conizer wanted to get married when he's in his 20s. None of the girls wanted to. Unfortunately, that gave me time to research divorce and family court. Yeah, well, you can't be scared off by that. So if I were scared off by that, I just wouldn't have, I wouldn't have popped the question. We wouldn't have had the kids. You know what I mean? And then, you know, we're both relatively healthy, thank God. And so we had a whoops baby. I'm in my 40s. And so she's not really supposed to be having babies. But we did it, and the baby's very healthy, thank God. But it could have been very, very different. Yep, I know that. I know that. Now, my sister didn't get married till late in life. Well, she had an early marriage and a divorce. But the point is, she treated meeting a guy like a research project. So she said, you know what? I'm tired of dating the guys I'm dating. So she decided she was going to go to bars around medical centers and get involved in events around places where lawyers and doctors congregated. This was her effort. And she treated it like a business, again, like an investment. So she got the particular kind of dress and garb that would be appropriate. She would, of course, pay twice as much. So now she's in a place where she's paying $16 for a martini instead of the $5 martini down at the local bar where she meets the usual guys. And she ended up meeting a great guy and it all worked out. But maybe, I don't know, I'm not saying that'll work for everyone, but maybe treat it like that. Maybe you have to suggest to yourself, you know what, it isn't like in the movies. It isn't where it just happens because it's meant to be. It's like sometimes you got to go make it happen, and maybe you should be putting yourself in environments where you're more likely to meet women of a higher caliber. Again, I'm not giving advice. Who am I to give advice about that? But hey, work for her, but I'm not saying it's going to work for everyone. Me, believe you. Oh, check that out. Oh, he's honest. Met her husband when he was 45. See that? Oh, he was robbing the cradle. Naughty boy. Yes. Imagine not cooking your own food. Kick Chef, I'm with you, dude. These restaurant prices are out of control. Out of control. I have no desire to use one of these fucking deliver my burger services when, you know, just go get some chopped meat and make a burger. What the fuck is wrong with you? And if you don't want to go out and get the chopped meat, like, just eat something else. Is food really that important where you gotta have a cheeseburger? I don't know. Maybe people are getting high. That's what they say. A lot of people are getting high. And maybe that leads to rash decisions like, I gotta have a fucking cheeseburger, so you're willing to pay the delivery surcharge, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, but the prices are out of control. Higher caliber, like an Amish bar. See, now you're just breaking my balls. Ha. Social aspect of dining out. Oh, yes. Well, I treat my wife, of course. We'd go out for her birthday and stuff, but yeah, that's all. Me, baby. Yep. All right. So caught up there. Let's go to F to the T to the J. Ah, Lori saying hey to Clasha. Of course, we all say hey to Clasha. That's awesome. Me, baby. Yes. Lisa from Germany, there is obviously a difference in mentality. We can drink beer, enjoy ourselves without getting drunk and losing control. Having fun is not necessarily the same as you know what. This song is about having fun. Yeah, I get that. Yeah. I'm just saying, these young girls, Listen, I just, Lisa, what I'm saying is I know the country I live in. I know where we live. And 9.5 girls going out with the ladies on the weekend, I'm just telling you what that girl's doing. It's not a judgment call. I'm not playing moralisms on her. I'm just being an adult and suggesting, yeah, you know what? We all know what that girl does on the weekends. I'm just saying. That's all. And again, who can blame her? I'm not even suggesting that's the problem. You know what I mean? I'm just suggesting there's a deep incongruity between her girls gone Bible personality and what is likely happening in reality. That's all I'm saying. In fact, again, I've already spoken very highly of the biological impulse. I think that's important. I think it's natural, by the way. I don't even get this idea out of the Bible that you should be non-sexual. You're not supposed to make love to people you love. What the fuck is this? I've never even heard of such a thing. That comes from other religious trappings that are like pasted on. You know what I mean? So I don't cheat on my wife. I've never cheated on my wife. So I don't see a problem doing whatever we do. Right? And P.S., we also did that before we got married. And I never felt like a sinner, so I don't know what that trip's about. And I ended up marrying her anyway, so like, what's the diff? So, anyway. Yes. Yeah, the body count is the issue, but Connor, as a grind said. Yeah, being a whore is a huge problem. Yes, that's absolutely right. The body count is an issue, but... Yeah, I mean, hopefully the girl is drinking and having a good time and not doing that, but... Again, I know what country we live in. I know how Jewish this country is culturally. I'm just saying, I think the video on her phone would end up shocking everyone who's a fan of her Girl Gone Bible, both, you know, business. That's all. Ding, ding, ding. All right, well, there we go. Israel is the real problem, says a guy named Fucker. So this is my official excuse to curse. Screen name, Fucker. Alex Wazlak. Go out to eat just often enough to be reminded how it's not worth going out to eat. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. God. I've not been out in a while, but my father recently went out and he was like, whoa. He took my mom to Roost Chris and he was like, I'm not going to be doing that for a while. Because last time he went, he remembered some oldie time days at Roost Chris where I guess they had a meal for two or something and it was like $50. Yeah. Now each person's steak is $76 and everything's a la carte. Wow. Wow. I was like, oh, that hurt, Dad, huh? He's like, oh, God, it hurt. Yeah, I mean, I love your mother, but that hurt. Yes. Well, the last thing I need is a humiliating kick in the crotch from Ruth's fucking Chris. I think we all get enough humiliating kicks in the crotch from the fucking Jews. So no thank you. Oh, he's honest asking, anyone watch the new KFC commercial? Oh, no, do put a link, dear. Do put a link. New KFC commercial. 2025 Dunk It Bucket. Whoa. What's this about? All right. I think I might have the right one right here. If it'll play. I mean, we'll have to see. Whoa. All right. This must be it. If it isn't, you need to send me a link, dear. Let's do it that way. Share this to, oh boy, okay, it's sharing. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Is it like a sneaker ride? No, it's an app for the new KFC Dunkin' Bucket. Now anyone can dunk. With three sauces, fries, new mashed potato poppers, and original recipe tenders. Dunk for $7 or get enough to share for $25.
KFC has aired its new commercial for KFC Dunkin' Bucket. Now anyone can dunk.
Now we got AI voice. Oh, that's not it? Okay, let me go to Telegram. She's sending it over in Telegram. Let's see. K to the F to the C. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Boy, you've got a lot of show prep for Thursday here. Always honest. She is a busy researcher. Oh, let's see. One of these clips is the... Oh, okay. The distractingly pretty press secretary. But boy, yeah, she can be evil, though. The way she says with a straight face this nonsense about Israel, that's a problem. All right, let me go all the way down. Oh, bam. Animals, goat... No, wait a second. You said Telegram, right? Animals go to UK is the last thing I have from you. Davis in Telegram. All right, let me refresh here. I'm going to refresh Telegram just in case. And let's see. No, the last thing I got was something from Warren Baylog. Yeah. Not it, unfortunately. All right, well, I'll wait for that. We'll get to it for sure. I know you're all dying to see the new KFC commercial, which is probably going to be a doozy. Look at these fucking niggers. Oh, I'm not going to ruin this. I'm going to save this for her. Thursday show. Animals go to the UK. This will happen all over the world. Whoa. This Jew holding a big book. A little bit on the Noahide law. Interesting, interesting. Ah, now I have it. Okay, boy, a Telegram must be screening. Interesting. And what do we have here? Right, can I turn the volume up? What is this shit? What? Huh. So, wow. That was weird, right? Yeah, it's not every day you see cargo culting or chicken tendies. Am I right? You know we're right. Oh, yeah, I was about to... why did we go to... Oh, yeah, we went to chat first, and then... So here we are 20 minutes later, but we still do need to share screen. Because you know it's time for that. Yep, yep, yep. It's time, it's time. Now, let's try to have a better night than yesterday. I don't know what to tell you. Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm never complaining about this. I don't do this for money. But at the same time, you know, a couple hours prep and then you do the thing and then it's like, whew, I should probably go be one of those Uber drivers. All right, let's just get to it.
Davis Lerman. Fuck you, pay me.
Davis Lerman.
Fuck you, pay me.
Davis Lerman.
Fuck you, pay me.
Davis Lerman.
Fuck you, pay me.
Fucking pay me.
Davis Lerman.
Fuck you, pay me.
Davis Lerman.
Right.
Have I?
Yeah.
Well, you guys distracted me with my anger.
What?
Fuck you, pay me.
Okay, well, that's better.
D-A-S.
Huh.
Now I'm going to be actually doing it this time. So let's get into it.
Right. Let's get into it. Dietsky.
Mr. Lerman.
Davis Lerman.
Davis Lerman.
Let's go donate some money, okay? Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. This might be one of the worst things I've ever done, okay?
Davis Lerman.
Daisuke, Daisuke, Daisuke, Daisuke, Daisuke, Daisuke. Rock and roll. Sarang Hale.
It will.
I love you. Daisuke, Daisuke, Daisuke.
Yes, yes, yes. Daisuke, Daisuke. What?
I don't know what that is. Let's go donate some money, okay?
I'm hungry. Kitty paws.
Thank you so much.
The right perspective.
Yep.
Fuck you.
All right, we heard you.
Sorry, my voice is very raspy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's nothing new. Flu or not, that is nothing new. Mm-hmm. All right, let's do the news blot. Lervis Daveman. Why, you son of a... All right. Adar Hit Rock. Nice. Lerman should have a goal each stream to play Quiplash. No, wait a second. What the fuck is Quiplash? I'm going to have to look this up. Jackbox Games. Quiplash is a joke writing game. Jam-packed with hilarious fill-in-the-blank prompts. Fill-in-the-blank prompts? Wait a second. I've never even heard of this. Wow. Oh, look at this. You can do it on a stream. Quiplash on stream. Wow. So people, I guess they log into their Steam account, and then they literally do Quiplash while they're streaming. Okay. I don't know. I have no doubt this chat would be excellent at Quiplash. Very, very quick think, fast thinkers around here. Whoa. No, this is odd. Google is really fucking with people. Look at this. I look up Quiplash, and look what they give you. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. Quiplash. You see what I'm saying? So it's a tranny acting troupe. What the fuck? Queer Crip Access Arts. What? Oh my god, these niggas is gay. Dude, that's crazy. Quiplash, very 2021. ITV makes 50. And I'm not doing what ITV does just because he makes $50. That's not happening. That is not happening. Yeah, dude. Yeah, that's not happening. He also plays videos of cats on surfboards. I'm not going to be doing that. Oh, dude, check this out. There's a dog with a parachute. This is crazy. Look at this fucking dog. It's got a parachute on, bro. Oh, look at the dog. They put a camera on the dog. He's got the parachute. And he's dropping down. Get your ITV hoodie, everyone. Fuck off. You fucking Quiplash. Not you, Adar Hit Rock. I understand. It's a good suggestion, but I'm not doing that. In fact, my model is to do exactly nothing like ITV. ITV has never advanced a white interest in his entire life. Not one. Not a single white interest ever. So my model should be do the opposite of everything ITV does. And he can go ahead and brag about his million views on something, something. Well, guess what? Quiplash right here, this fucking fag troop of faggots, they might have a million followers for all I know. Am I supposed to be impressed? Oh, hey, Quiplash, the queer arts troupe. They got a million views. So does ITV. Let's all play Quiplash actor. Look at this fucking thing right here. Wow. Look at these fucking trannies. Yeah, again, I'm as disgusted by this as I am by ITV. It's fucking cats on surfboards. Well, dude, we got one. Check this out. There's a frog that gets eaten by a toad. A toad eats a frog. You fucking believe this shit? Look at this. No thanks. No fucking thanks. All right, let's get rid of Ozempic Jones. And frankly, we'll get rid of her in just a moment. Let's get rid of Quiplash. There we go. And we'll come back to break for chat later, but for now, we'll go ahead and stop. Marble races. See, this is another thing. If someone's making money doing marble races, I'm never going to do marble races, I hate to tell you. Not going to fucking happen. Dude, I get all kinds of advice. And I'm sure there's better ways to do this that someone can tap into so-and-so's market. I'm really not interested. I'm really not interested in that. If I'm honest, I'm just here to... I'm here to offer a different narrative, one that competes with the predominant narrative that is anti-white, and try to deconstruct news and analyze it in such a way that helps you understand when you're being propagandized versus being fed actual information. All that considering that people like confirmation, not information, and the Jews know this. See, we had a case of that earlier. People love confirmation. They don't want information. So this is why it's important sometimes to receive the very uncomfortable. Guys, don't get gross about that. You know what I mean. Informationally. You get what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying? All right. Soylent Green. Yes, I said Soylent Green Nuggies. Goddamn. Yes, Serbian Bull, thank you. Yes, davislerman@gmail.com. Yep, you can send me all your crazy suggestions. Hey, Davis, I got this guy. He made AI cats playing football. And the AI cats, they play a football game. And then people on his chat, they place bets on which cat is going to win. And that, no thanks. No thanks. I'm here to advance the interests of white people. So I don't want the AI cat bowl. No thanks. I've heard it all. Believe me, I've heard it all. Yes. I've heard people say you should talk like a conservative on Rumble and get a Patreon, and then that would pay for doing this. It's like, no, wait a second. So during the day, I should pretend to be a conservative because you're telling – now, let me get this straight. You're telling me conservatives will support my message of bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb, Iran – if I did that on Rumble, but when I advance the interests of white people, they don't support that. Think about what you're saying before you even suggest this to me. Think about what you're saying. No, I'm not going to do fake conservative radio to pay for my night gig. That's pretty fucking weird. Ha ha! Alex Waslack. Hear me out, Davis. OnlyFans. Well, you know what? You laugh. OnlyFans used to literally be for that. It used to be where, like, if you were into My Chemical Romance or Sheryl Crow or whatever, you could pay her $5 a month and you'd get, like, a little video here and there about where she's eating and behind the scenes on the tour and stuff. That's literally what OnlyFans was. and about 5 seconds after a Jew bought OnlyFans, was the first $9 downloadable butthole pic. That's how fast it happens. Now, sure, there's probably an economic argument to suggest $9 butthole picks will make you $300,000 a year. Mm-hmm, I'm sure that's true. However, unless you have a good argument that the $9 downloadable butthole pick advances white interests, I can't say I'm really even going to think about that for a second. You follow what I'm saying to you? So whether it's AI, cats playing football, or Quiplash or whatever it is, I'm really not interested. Now, if you had a racist version of Quiplash, I might be in on that. I might be in on that. Yeah. Yeah. Or if there were like a white-on-black bum fights channel. I could stream that. We could place bets on that. Unless it got depressing. What if the nigger bums kept winning? Oof. I don't want that, though. That'd be no good. Oh, speaking of Alex Wazlak, he was kind enough to give five. So let's go find his drop. There's the drop. I know. God, I clicked the wrong thing. Here's the dono drop. Dono drop. Alex Wazlak.
Yeah. Alex.
Who is Locke?
Alex Wazlak.
Alex.
Alex.
Alex.
Alex.
Wazlak.
Alex.
Alex.
Alex.
Wazlak.
Alex.
Do we have the correct pronunciation of your name?
Alex.
Who is Locke?
Wazlak.
Nice. Well, I'm kind of proud of that one. Yeah, that's a good one. All right. We were saying, right, news, and let me find some break clips here. I'm going to refill this coffee. Boy, I'm still tired. The flu is no fun, but Always Honest suggested something today, and I went ahead and ordered it, so hopefully this will never happen again. My God, let's hope it never happens again. You know what I'm saying? Where were we? Oh, yes. Finding something to play when I'm walking away. Oh, this is, wow, there's quite a few good things here. Interesting. The Cornholio segment. I like this one. Yeah, let's do it. All right, it used to be you could get away with this on FM radio, believe it or not. So, don't know if you know this, but when you're on FM radio, what the book companies do is they send out copies of their books, and they want you to interview the authors, right? And sometimes you get a book, and you're like, what the fuck is this? And I just had one too many of these experiences. I said, you know what? This guy is calling himself a modern-day Don Quixote, which is really saying something. Which I knew this guy was not going to be a modern day Don Quixote. So, you know, I took him up on it, and it's exactly what you think. It's some Latino full of bravado who wrote a shit book. And I give him a tough time.
You're connected with Davis Lerman and the Right Perspective. The Right Perspective.
And you are listening to Davis Lerman of The Right Perspective. Action-packed show tonight. Hang in there for Odyssey Fulfilled, an interview with Roger Fernandez. Dr. Roger Fernandez, that is.
Hello.
Surviving Castro's Cuba. Hold on, doctor.
Hello.
We have also coming up Elon Stevens, author of Spanglish, advocate of bi and polylingualism in America. Will that balkanize us? Also discussing later with Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson his book, Scam, running an organization called Bond, a brotherhood organization for a new destiny. Discussing an African American award where the student was too white to win. Evidently, if you're from South Africa, that's no good. You've got to be full on, kinky haired, some kind of thick lip with African hip, the whole deal. Otherwise, you ain't African. Forget that whole geography thing. What do they say, that geography is, war is God's way of teaching his people geography. I guess it didn't work for our African-American friends. Oh, dear. Doctor, are you with us?
Yes.
Very good. Wanted to chat quickly about Odyssey Fulfilled. I thought the most impressive book in your Odyssey trilogy, concluding with a memoir of essentially an American Don Quixote. You are a thinking man, a passionate man. And for you, life is an adventure. Tell us what brought you to write these wonderful books.
Well, what brought me about it, I originally started because I used to teach because I'm retired now. But I taught Spanish Civilization courses. And some students asked me one time, a girl in particular says, Dr. Fernandez, you talk to us about such important people. We talk about Castro because I live in Cuba for a while. Talk about.
The phone's already popping, doctor. Hold on a second. The phones are already popping. Go ahead.
And,
caller?
Hello. Can I ask you a few questions about the apartment you have on Park Street?
What was your name?
My name is Juan Hernandez.
It's been rented.
Oh, it's gone?
All right, doctor. Any response to that?
I did not hear the question.
Okay, again, caller.
Are you threatening me?
Caller, go ahead. Caller again.
I am Cornholio.
Any response to that, sir?
I did not hear the question.
Okay, let's repeat that. Caller, go ahead.
Are you threatening me? I am Cornholio.
Very good. It seems the caller has a language...
Are you threatening me?
...language barrier issue. Go ahead, caller.
I am Cornholio.
I don't know.
I am Cornholio. I need tippy for my bunghole. Yeah. Hey. Would you like to see my bunghole?
Doctor, any response to that?
I wish I could have understood. I know that my English is not perfect, but I can understand. I taught in the university for several years. I never had this problem.
All right, let's go to another caller. Perhaps that's a problem.
Okay.
Caller, go ahead.
Yes, Dr. Fernandez?
Yes,
I had a question. If you're having trouble understanding the callers, perhaps it's also because they have trouble understanding you.
Probably. I doubt it, though. But anyway, it could be possible.
Would you like to see my bunghole?
Continue, doctor. I apologize for that. Having trouble in the booth.
No, I'm not in the booth. I'm...
No, I'm having trouble with the new intern over here.
Oh, okay.
Butthead, where did Beavis go?
Do you know... Joanne, who's Beavis? All right, continue, doctor. I apologize.
I am Cornholio! Whoa!
Just Cornholio again, I don't understand.
Come out with your pants down!
No.
Oh, yeah.
Well, seems to be some difficulty with... I don't understand. They were asking a question about bilingualism and other countries you saw. In Castro's Cuba, is there a great deal of bilingualism?
No.
There is not.
It's a problem on this country, and we make it so. In most other countries, it does not exist because they only speak one language. In France, they will speak French. In England, they will speak English. And so the United States has this. So many different here. That's why we have that problem.
Come out with your pants down!
Well, interesting. And could you please, in the booth over there, just... turn those calls down. Dr. Fernandez is responding about Castro's Cuba. What about the literacy rate in Castro's Cuba?
It was quite high. It was in the 80s. But, the problem with the education in Cuba was the fact that they had to go by what the state indicated. You have to think about
escuchen.
It. Otherwise, you will not be able
ejercicio
to
20. Get educated. Rápido ruedan las ruedas los carros cargados de azúcar.
Whoa, what is this caller doing? Hold on. Did you understand that? Evidently, we have a Spanish listening audience. Caller, go ahead with that. Dr. Fernandez, please be listening to respond to this. What is this individual saying?
Listos, escuchen.
What was he saying? Dr. Fernandez.
Ejercicio 20. Rápido ruedan las ruedas los carros cargados de azúcar del ferrocarril.
Bueno, repitan, por favor.
Arriba.
Rápido, ruedan.
I am Cornholio. I need TV for my bunghole.
Señor Vives, ¿dónde está tu hall pass?
Are you friendly?
Very good, very good.
You will give me TV, bungholio?
Vives, just what in the hell do you think you're doing?
Do not make my bunghole angry. Do you have any holio?
Get the hell out of my class and go straight to the principal's office, now.
Okay. Do not make my bunghole angry. Do you have any polio? I would hate for my bungholio to get polio.
Las luces prendidas y nadie en casa.
Where I come from, we have no bunghole.
Angela Salazar can have it her way after all. The valedictorian of the high school senior class in New Brunswick, New Jersey, is being allowed to deliver her speech in both Spanish and English. School officials backed down after Angela promised she'd keep the whole thing to 5 minutes. The girl planned the bilingual commencement speech to reflect her roots and also help the non-English speakers in her audience.
If Lucifer had a son, it would be
Davis Lerman.
This guy spews hate, racism. He's an anti-Semite.
Davis Lerman and the Right Perspective. The Right Perspective.
Right Perspective.
He doesn't care what you feel. He just wants to know what you think. Davis Lerman.
Yeah, Serbian Bull saying I need to play the Cornholio parts every time Tuber stream snipes. It's not a bad idea, really. Yeah, he is very, isn't he very Cornholio? He's less butthead, he's more Cornholio. Yeah. Dan Zimmons commenting, chaos. Yeah, it was a little, right, it's a little chaotic. Little bit. Yeah, that was the point. That was toward the end there where I really was just sick of it all. This wasn't a fireable offense, but there was one time when you're supposed to read these ads. And I guess the station gets paid more money when you're reading the ad live. And there was a place called, it was a rib place, doesn't matter what it's called, but this place did ribs. And I kept saying, you know, go to so-and-so's ribs. They want to put their meat in your mouth. And that was getting called into the principal's office over that. Are you saying this rib place wants to put their meat in your mouth? I said, oh, yeah, yeah, I was just spicing it up a bit. Yeah. Fucking boring. FM radio sucks a dick. You spend 20 minutes of the clock doing weather and fucking ads. Boring. All right, where were we? Oh, yeah, we need to get her back.
Women where you're going to sleep one on top of the other. And there's lesbians there and murderers there. So be prepared. He started questioning me about my views on the war. Then he asked me a series of questions about my family, whether or not I had a passport from another country, which I don't. And then they asked me to open my phone, and they said, open WhatsApp. They actually started scrolling through. They started just looking through everything on my WhatsApp. They were just opening everything. They didn't ask for permission. They just said they just did it. It was their right to. At some point, I started to feel my wrists swell, and I realized it was from the handcuffs. And then I started to notice bruises all over my body. And 2 days later, I had bruises all over my body. I have them on my arms, I have on my thighs, on my upper thighs, behind, on my calves, on my shins, throughout this entire process that they were detaining Eastern Europeans, specifically people with Ukrainian passports. I noticed on the wall in the detention room that there was a screen, and it listed names of people, and they were white, and then they were yellow, and then they went red. My name, when I walked in, was red. I was on that list, and it's because I had an Eastern European name. Despite being an Australian citizen, being born in Australia, always living in Australia, I was on that list because of my name. Eventually, there was a shift change.
Well, you're on that list because of Jewish paranoia, and also because they could. You know, Jews just do stuff because they can. They get away with stuff because they can. So when someone were to, let's say you could ever challenge this Jew who roughed you up and said, why when you patted down this woman, were you gripping her so tightly, pinching her and leaving bruises everywhere? And if the kike were to answer honestly, you'd be like, well, because I can. You know, I just do this and I get away with it. That's all.
Range Rover, actually. And a man came in and he asked me, he goes, what's going on? Why are you here? I go, I don't know. And I said, I just wanted to visit some religious sites and carry on. And he looked at my paperwork and he went, oh, they've made a mistake with you. Then I get my bags. They tell me, time to go. I get my bags. They rush me through, like rush as quickly as possible, rush me through. I get on the flight to go back.
All right, you know why they rushed her through, right? They didn't want her to see any of the, like, sodomy happening on the Gazans they have in there. You know, they were inserting traffic cones and everything else into the butts of the Gazans.
Bye. I have witnessed the Israeli occupation commit atrocities against Palestinians for the last year. And then I learned about what they have been doing for 76 years. I experienced the inhumane treatment towards myself. I cannot imagine what they do towards Palestinians.
Right. Well, you don't have to imagine. Now, there's been a UN report. And a big surprise, the Jews are routinely raping the Palestinian women. So this is not a big surprise to anybody. And it's very hush-hush, but of course some of the men are raped as well, which not a big surprise when you know the origin of buck breaking. And the buck breaking, of course, was done by kikes because the ship owners and the sales, the slavers, the ones who were selling the slaves, those were Jews. So not a big surprise about the origins of any of that. Interesting, interesting. Uh-huh. Jews have a whole other fucked up sexuality, obviously. We know this about them. They have sex with their own kids. They rape three-year-olds. This is what Jews do. You know the joke. Why don't Jewish women like to do reverse cowgirl? Because they never turn their back on family. So, so that's a joke intended to be a social commentary, but it's very true, which is why someone like Sigmund Freud can get away with this type of make-believe psychology that's supposed to apply generally to the entire world, like the psychology of every human in the human race or whatever. No. Sigmund Freud's psychology applies to Jews. Because in Sigmund Freud's world, your problems are rooted in the fact you want to have sex with your mother. Well, that's a Jewish thing, it sounds like. Or your problems are rooted in an infantile sexual urge. It's like, no, that's from the Jews finger banging their own babies. You see? So no, you Jews have some vile sex act that occurred to you when you were a baby. And so you have that hang up. That's not everyone. Okay. There's a whole other psychology that's perfectly useful for Aryan people. And it isn't some weird Jewish psychologist telling you, well, the solution is you need to put three fingers knuckle deep into your own butthole and then you'll feel better. Or the solution is you want to have sex with your mom. The solution is, yeah. Yep, sex and violence of parents is definitely a kike thing. Dude, they're a whole other animal. And the sooner everyone knows it, the better. Mm-hmm. Remove. All right, let's do this. Let's get ourselves a little audio-only news block. May as well keep up with the news, don't you think? Don't you think? I think. So, yes, we will. That's what we're going to do. Oh, brother. Russia-Ukraine ceasefire talks begin in Saudi Arabia. France 24. English language.
Between offensives, parties are preparing for negotiations. This Monday, Ukrainian and Russian envoys will meet with their American counterparts separately. Donald Trump is piling on the pressure, hoping for a complete ceasefire, while Zelensky agrees Putin is still hesitant. Russia is multiplying its conditions for potential truce, but still hopes for successful talks in Saudi Arabia.
Putin doesn't backtrack, but he does know when to stop if faced with an opponent stronger than him. For Putin, everything depends on how Trump faces up to him and says that's enough.
The negotiations will focus on the technical conditions for a ceasefire. Europeans, though, are absent from the discussions.
Europe has been sidelined. It's just an observer. No one is really asking for a European opinion. They are just saying, this is how it will go. But Europeans won't want to do what they don't want to do. They might be able to influence proceedings, but right now, they don't have a seat at the table.
Emmanuel Macron will host another summit on Thursday in Paris. He has invited Zelensky and allies of Ukraine to discuss security guarantees for the country should a ceasefire be decided.
Okay, so now everyone's trying to be the big broker of peace now that the worm has turned. Right. It would appear this is going to wind down. This is going to take longer to wind down than you think, by the way. And, you know, not to be a black pillar, but I'm pretty sure even if the BlackRock gets in there and starts doing its thing, all this money's going to disappear, right? So Ukraine is still going to be rubble 5 years from now. I very much disagree with the notion that, well, because Zelensky's Jewish and because there's a plan to make this like Israel 3.0 or something, I very much disagree with the notion that it's going to become some sort of fairy tale land overnight just because that's what Jews want. Jews are not superhuman. They can't do the impossible, and they can't resist the temptation of grift, graft, fraud, and corruption. And there's going to be even more untold billions flowing into the reconstruction project. It's all going to disappear. Okay, there's going to be fuck all built 5 years. I'd be surprised if 10 years from now, Ukraine isn't still recovering. Because the money's just going to keep disappearing. Yeah. Anyway, but who even says this war is going to wind down right away? All the right people are getting paid, and so it's really hard to turn that faucet off. Once the money faucet has started and all the right people are getting that money, I'm just telling you the truth. It's just real hard to turn that kind of thing off. So, yeah, as usual, Lerman bringing the good news. Yeah? Okay. All right, yesterday I mentioned Sanders. Oh, Bernie's still at it. And AOC rally in Denver drew tens of thousands. They were really excited about this.
With Senator Bernie Sanders and Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez touring the country, Denver delivered a loud message of support.
In the hundreds of rallies that I have done, we have never, ever had a rally as large as this.
An estimated 30,000 people filled Denver's Civic Center Park Friday night.
Well, that's impressive and everything, but it's also an admission that you're not really getting anything done. If you've had hundreds of rallies and you get tens of thousands of people, and then somehow all you do is ever disappoint them, so what is the next rally going to do? What exactly will the next rally do? Isn't Bernie the guy that had all that Bernie bro energy and then just watched it dissipate into so much support for every other candidate but him? Not that I wanted Bernie. I mean, who cares about getting fucking Bernie in office? But I'm just saying, Bernie should have sellout written on his Jew wrinkled forehead.
Registered independent voter came from Durango.
You know, he speaks for all of us. He speaks for inclusivity.
Wow.
He speaks for human rights across the board.
So he speaks for all the platitudes that Americans just love. Americans gobble up these fucking platitudes. Yeah, you know, Bernie goes all the way. Bernie is addressing our needs. Bernie is about inclusivity, multiculturalism. Bernie, he loves all the MKUltra words. When I think American MKUltra words, I think Bernie Sanders. And then there's AOC coming up.
Sanders and AOC railed against President Trump, Elon Musk, and widespread cuts to federal programs and employees.
This nation was built by working people.
Yeah, okay. And?
And we're not going to let a handful of billionaires run the government.
Well, that'd be a first, by the way, so. Okay, right. Right, we're entering into the second Gilded Age, but okay, this time it won't be billion. Who's it going to be then? Because the system we have is going to change one of two ways. And both of them, they're really going to fucking hurt. Both ways are going to hurt. So you could have change by machete or change by Molotov. You choose.
And our political system is ill-prepared for this kind of abuse of power. In fact, much of our political system enables it.
But both...
Oh, that's her Jewish handler wrote that.
...also had pointed comments for Democrats.
There is today profound disgust at both political parties.
And that means communities choosing and voting for Democrats and elected officials who know how to stand for the working class.
I hope you like that. I took 15 seconds out so I could compare and contrast that. So Bernie says everyone's disgusted with both parties, and then AOC's like very next message. Her soundbite was, yeah, you got to vote for Democrats. Right, yeah, real continuity there. Of course, the retards clap like seals. They fucking love it. They're all excited. People love big events like that. And frankly, well, Americans just love their frivolities. They really do. We love our frivolities. Nigger ball. Like to get excited about stuff. Right now it's Tesla shit. People blowing up, keying Teslas, putting bombs at Tesla dealerships, things like that. So we love getting excited about stuff. I think we're allowed to get excited about stuff. I think it's perfectly, it's normal, in fact, to get excited about stuff. I resent that we don't have anything we could actually get excited about. That's what I resent.
Doubling down on progressive goals like Medicare for all and raising the federal minimum wage. Rallygoers we spoke with agree the Democratic Party needs to change.
We need more Bernie and less Chuck.
We're not going to take it lying down, and we're going to stand up.
It's going to take a big effort on everyone to quit criticizing each other and just coalesce on how is this movement going to move forward in a way that we make everyone feel welcome.
For Sanders and AOC supporters, Friday's turnout is a sign that their message is a popular one, and they say the right one.
Right. Forward. Okay, sure, the right one. Whew. Okay. So you remember, well, perhaps you don't remember. I hope you do remember. We did a news piece on, well, we fully explored this idea of the Small Business Administration teaming up with the federal department that hands out small business loans, and they were going to treat Jews as an underserved minority. You guys remember that? Okay, so now this is interesting because the minute the Small Business Administration gets kiked, like fully infiltrated by Jews, and they get preferential treatment for Jewish loans in their small business ventures, which is billions of dollars every year. Interesting now that Small Business Administration will take over the management of student loans. What could this mean?
Just a day after President Trump signed an executive order beginning the process of dismantling the Department of Education.
We're going to be returning education very simply back to the states where it belongs.
And the president made another big announcement.
I've decided that the SBA, the Small Business Administration, headed by Kelly Loeffler, a terrific person, will handle all of the student loan portfolio. We have a portfolio that's very large, lots of loans.
Questions remain about how those student loans will be managed. According to two sources, the student loan portfolio totals a staggering $1.8 trillion in debt, and an estimated 40% of loans are past due.
Okay, now if you thought you had any chance of your student loans being forgiven under Joe Biden, I could almost understand that. But now under Donald Trump and the very, very Jewish-controlled Small Business Administration giving preferential treatment to Jews and their small business loans, I'm afraid to say that shit ain't ever going away. And this is to the country's detriment, actually. I realize people's impulse in not wanting to forgive the loans of students who got feminist degrees and shit like that. But just economically speaking, people aren't forming families because they're paying a student loan instead of marrying somebody and paying a mortgage. Okay, so it's more cultural deformation by way of kikery. Now, Donald Trump could fix this problem instead of giving the Small Business Administration purview over the management of student loans. He could simply write an executive order that says every college that a student attended will now be the co-signatory to the student loan, past, present, and future. And now the university's got skin in the game. The college has skin in the game. And if the student defaults, fine by me, the college or university has to pay it. Oh, they might have to liquidate some of their land, whatever. All these fucking universities are loaded. So there's a creative solution. But I doubt that'll happen either, right?
The Small Business Administration announcing it is slashing staff. Friday, SBA Chief Kelly Loeffler announced around 2,700 positions will be cut, or 43% of staff.
Education is a right. That is why we have to fight.
Students rallied outside the Department of Education following Trump's executive order.
It's the Department of Education, but what will it be tomorrow? Like, what is the limit to where Trump and Elon will go?
Well, hopefully soon it'll be the Department of Relocation, and we'll be moving a bunch of fucking Browns out. How's that sound? That sound good to you?
How much will they cut? How many lives will they be willing to sacrifice for their own profit and power?
Well, probably all of them, but yeah. Just to, you know, answer your question. Let's go international for a moment. Green energy and omnibus legislation. Well, that should scare everybody.
Now, it's only 2 weeks after we last met that you, Antonio, have gathered us here again today.
This is Ursula.
I think it was a very productive meeting. We discussed indeed competitiveness, and I presented our competitiveness compass with a clean industrial deal. And we discussed the three important cross-cutting topics. The first is energy. The second is simplification, the famous omnibuses. And the third is the savings and investment union. And I think it was a very interesting debate because it was clear when looking at the energy prices that the main answer to reduce energy prices is to go more into the low carbon energies, that is nuclear and renewables.
Oh, okay. So we're going to get nuclear now. Sure. Okay. Do you know the reason we, in all likelihood, we don't have more nuclear energy more easily available? I'm pretty sure it boils down to this. Jews have no interest in people having independent sources of energy, particularly those that can extricate them from the Middle East. So if America had one nuclear power plant per state and were completely self-sufficient, America could not be intertwined in all of the foreign policy concerns of Israel and the Middle East, right? There'd be no justification for it. So I don't think you're going to see nuclear proliferation so far as energy concerns go.
Because it is the fossil fuels that we import.
Oh, right. This bitch with the dinosaur business. Okay. It's more dinosaur bones talk.
That are the price driver. The second point, the omnibus, indeed, strong support, not only to have one, but to have a whole fleet of omnibuses.
Okay. Listen, they're about to discuss a savings union and then making these quote-unquote improvements sector by sector. This is what's really important. What's coming up is going to be a discussion of central planning, which is strange because central planning, that sounds very communist. Now, I'm not against central planning. I'm just saying that's the keynote of a democratic society is to be anti-central planning, because they like to say, oh, that's a communist thing. No, if you centrally plan your economy, you can actually get a lot done. For example, Iran, the only reason Iran is such a formidable enemy is not because of their high IQ. Iran has, I believe their average IQ is 87, but they centrally planned their projects in such a way that they magnet schooled all the smart Iranians into their weapons divisions. See, central planning, you can get a lot done that way.
And I want to reflect very briefly on the third element, the savings and investment union. Here is very interesting that we are in Europe world champion what savings is concerned. Per year, 1.4 billion euros are being saved.
Oh, right. Yeah. So they're the champions of saving.
Mostly on bank accounts.
Right. That's why Europe's broke.
While in comparison, for example, the American households save 800 billion. It is not the European market that benefits from being the world champion in savings, but it is mostly other markets, specifically the American market. Why? Because the European capital market is still fragmented, is complicated, and is slower.
Oh, that's it. They need to streamline their capital market. Is there a Jew with his hand up her rectum moving her mouth?
And the Savings and Investment Union has as a goal that the citizens get more and better return on their money, but also that the startups, the businesses have access to the much needed capital. And the capital will go where the business case is. In other words, we have to make sure that this fragmented market turns into one savings and investment union with one set of rules where you can everywhere have the same entry point. This makes it then interesting to allocate the money here in the European Union. And this was one of the main focus in our discussion.
Interesting. Wow. That's a breakthrough idea. So let me get this straight. The capital should go where the development needs are. Wow, that's really, what a breakthrough there.
There's another point. It's not only the cross-cutting topics that we have been discussing, but we also look now systematically to one sector after the next. We started with the clean industrial deal, that is the energy-intensive industry and the clean tech industry. We have done the strategic dialogue with the automotive industry with an action plan. We've done the strategic dialogue.
Oh, an action plan. Now we're getting serious.
Talk with the steel industry, also with an action plan. And now the next one is the chemical industry that will follow. The principle is here that we are very clearly sticking to our goals, for example, climate neutrality by 2050, but that we accompany the sector on the way towards the goals to see where we can support, adapt, flexibilize, be better. This is a huge transformation that the sectors are undergoing, and therefore this is a journey that we're doing together.
Oh, yeah, we're doing it together, everyone. See? We're doing it together. Jesus Christ. I don't know. Sector by sector, that's how the change. Oh, wow. That's wow. What a breakthrough in understanding. We make these. Wait, let me get this straight. We do this sector by sector. Yeah. It is very much, it's like American politics, only it's different. It's sort of a higher order of nonsense, a higher order of bullshit. It's like to consume America's political bullshit, which is like ping pong for retards, you have to have like a third grade reading level. But to understand what Queen Ursula is saying, you need to have a fifth grade reading level. Ah. Okay, well, thousands rally in Amsterdam in protest of racism and far-right policy. Whoa! Which probably means hundreds, right?
More than 10,000 people gathered in Dam Square in the Dutch capital, Amsterdam, to participate in anti-racism and fascism protests. The demonstration comes against the backdrop of the International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination, observed annually on the 21st of March. Protesters held signs reading Never Again as they warned against the rise of the far right across Europe, drawing memory to its disastrous history in the 20th century. Demonstrators also waved Palestinian flags in solidarity with the people of Gaza after Israel moved to resume the fighting following the breakdown of a fragile truce with Hamas. Protests also took place in France across multiple cities, including the capital Paris, as well as Lyon and Toulouse. The French Interior Ministry says some 91,000 people participated in the nationwide rallies. Protesters voiced their rejection of far-right parties amid the rightward shift in French politics and the government's recent pledge to crack down on immigration.
Right.
Protesters also waved Palestinian flags and carried placards accusing President Emmanuel Macron of complicity in what they called an unfolding genocide.
Right. Well, so that part of it's good, but I hardly believe they're there protesting racism and far-right policies while also bashing Israel. There's a little bit of an incongruity there. Right, because the libtards, see, they call Israel a settler colonial state, and they think that's right wing. I'm just saying, I'm picking up the incongruities. I'm just doing some media analysis, and we have a TikTok doctor. So we've all heard about the Gila monster venom in Ozempic. Alex Jones will soon have the many, many bad side effects we're about to hear enumerated by the TikTok doc.
Doc's warning on Ozempic, Wegovy, Zepbound, Trulicity, Byetta, you name it. All of them have a black box warning that this Gila monster venom and the venom protein, for those interested, is called Exendin-4, Exendin-4. Black box warning is, within 12 to 36 months, you will develop medullary thyroid cancers of all kinds. Oncologists around the world, after seeing my interviews about this drug being made from venom, have told me it's not thyroid cancers they're seeing in all their Ozempic patients. It's exploding breast cancer diagnoses in them.
Whoa.
You're going to see every form of...
Now the tits are just blowing up. Believe it.
Cancer from these drugs. FDA just added another warning that it causes gastroparesis. Do you know what that is? Paralyzed stomach for years.
Well, that doesn't sound good. Paralyzed stomach for years?
Meaning like, you will vomit every day for the rest of your life. And there is a CNN article from last year says hundreds of thousands now have paralyzed stomachs that cannot be reversed for years after stopping Ozempic.
Jesus.
Anybody with diabetes, this drug is promoted for diabetes. It is published. It worsens and speeds up diabetic retinopathy. Do you know what that is? You will be blind faster.
Brother. All right. Well, none of that sounds good. So it speeds up blindness. That's a weird way to put it, right? Oh, I guess that's if you have the diabetes. Diabetes. If you have the diabetes and you take Ozempic, it's going to speed up the blindness there. I don't really know how this works, but I just know that it doesn't sound like a good idea to paralyze your stomach muscles. Seems to me like something's going to happen. Then you have exploding breast cancer, which I know it doesn't mean the boobies blow up. I think he meant the exploding rates of breast. You know what I mean. Right? Right. Interesting. Ozempic Nation. Ozempic Jones. So everyone keep a close eye on Alex Jones. He may get breast cancer soon. And, yeah. Speaking of the tick and the tox, a 4th of July warning. Now, we're pretty far away from 4th of July, but here we have a very arrogant female TikToker telling you who should and should not celebrate the 4th of July.
If you voted for this, do not celebrate the 4th of July. Do not celebrate the 4th of July. I know the left has complicated feelings about the 4th of July, and it's like to be so patriotic and celebrate a country that was built on the backs of colonialism and genocide and bigotry. But I dare I say this 4th of July, I say we reclaim patriotism in the name of improving our country and making it great for the first time, hopefully, if we're ever able to, without completely dismantling the country and building a new one.
Oh, see now. So the crazy libtard women are, they're on our page. Like, yes, that's what we're saying. Right. Let's start throwing the Molotovs. Let's start the blanket of ash like now.
Which I really hope is the way to do it.
Okay.
But if you voted for it, if you voted for this, you do not love this country. You do not love the people in it. You do not deserve to.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So this is the American system, of course, which is a democracy, which is suited, well suited for the protection of the oligarchy, because you get stuck in this left-right dynamic and everyone's like, well, you voted for it. Even when you didn't vote for it, they're just like, well, I'm identifying you with the people who voted with it. So you voted for it.
To proudly celebrate the country because you're destroying it. Mm. It's also, if you're apathetic and haven't said anything about anything that's going on, also, you shouldn't celebrate the 4th of July. None of you guys should celebrate the 4th of July. You should feel embarrassed. You should know that we're all looking at you a little funny. Like, I know you guys don't know how to read, but read the room.
Oh, I guess see what they did there. That's funny having a zillennial talk down to you like that. Wild, wild, wild. All right, what's happening in Turkey?
Turkish police lines up outside this courthouse in Istanbul, where the decision was made to jail the city's mayor.
Okay. So why look at Turkey? Well, because Turkey's going to become an important player. In Syria, they're already an important player. Turkey's going Ottoman Empire 2.0, whether we like it or not. Turkey has absconded with a Greek island or two. So, yeah, might want to start familiarizing ourselves with Turkey, the comings and goings, the doings of
İmamoğlu and four of his aides, pending trial on corruption and terror-related charges. His arrest, which sparked protests across the country, came just days before he was to have been formally named as the 2028 presidential candidate for the main opposition party, the CHP. He was considered one of President Erdogan's strongest political challengers. Many demonstrators view his detention as a political attempt by Erdogan to eliminate a key rival from the next presidential race.
Whatever the people want should happen. I think Erdogan should go.
People on the street interviews, what can we do without them? Yes, yes, yes, yes.
Turkish prosecutors have requested that Istanbul's mayor be formally arrested on terrorism and corruption charges.
Oh, wow.
Ekrem İmamoğlu's office has dismissed the claims against him as immoral and baseless. Mr. İmamoğlu, who was detained on Wednesday, is seen as President Erdogan's main challenger. The court is expected to rule on his detention early on Sunday.
Right. All right. So, you know, tin pot, bamboo diplomacy, you can call it whatever you want, but Ottoman Empire 2.0 is taking chunks of Syria, and Turkey is a NATO country, is it not? Okay, so, yeah.
Venezuela's government says beginning tomorrow it will again accept flights of its citizens deported from the U.S. Repatriation flights had been halted by Venezuela's leader. The Trump administration had threatened to slap more sanctions on the country if the flights did not resume. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
Oh, so that's how you do it. So you tell the judge who sends the judicial injunction to go fuck himself, and then you can threaten the countries that you want them delivered to. See, so there is a way to do this, in other words, and there's always been a way to do this. And the key to doing this is to ignore the fucking judicial injunctions. Now, the good news is Trump has shown that he can do this. The bad news is Trump has been doing this selectively all along. He's only chosen to do it now. So good news, bad news. I'd say the glass is half empty. How do you like that?
President of Venezuela's National Assembly, Jorge Rodriguez, announced the resumption of flights in a statement on Instagram.
Right. Where everyone gets their news now, of course. Voice of America.
Radio Free Europe and Radio Liberty were founded during the Cold War before they later merged. The organization has been funded by the U.S. Congress to promote democratic values. It provides news to millions of users in 23 countries where a free press is either banned by authoritarian governments or weak. Prime Minister Fiala said he knew what Radio Free Europe meant, having listened when young during communist times. His government is looking to build a coalition of European nations to fund it, or perhaps even buy it outright.
Klaxon SS says, Turkey? I thought the Jews already stole Syria. Oh, yeah, yeah, Jews stole plenty of Syria. Yeah, but surprisingly, Turkey has large swatches of land there. So go check it out.
The Pacific Park Ferris Wheel over on the Santa Monica Pier joined other landmarks across the world today in going dark for 1 hour to mark Earth Hour 2025.
And the planet was saved.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky accused Russian President Vladimir Putin of silence and stalling ceasefire effort. Zelensky says Kyiv has accepted a U.S. proposal for a complete ceasefire more than a week ago. The Ukrainian leader noted that no progress has been made on that front as Putin has yet to respond to the proposal.
Okay, so this was ahead of the Saudi talks, which go nowhere. And this is what I mean. This is going to be going on for a long time. Don't you think this is going to end tomorrow? And don't even if it does end, it's going to be rubble for fucking years. I'm not trying to be negative. This is how corruption works. It's not that steering the ship of state is like steering a battleship. It's going to take a long. No. It's just the Jews have got their fucking hands in every pie. And the cash is just going to disappear as it always does.
He accused his Russian counterpart of continuing to act as an aggressor as the Kremlin continues its heavy aerial bombardment of.
Yeah, it's a war. You act as the aggressor. Big surprise.
Ukraine. Both Zelensky and Putin agreed in principle on Wednesday to the partial truce after U.S. President Donald Trump spoke with them. It still remains to be seen what possible targets would be off limits to attack within the scope of the agreement. Zelensky's comments come just a few days before peace talks are scheduled to resume in Saudi Arabia with U.S. officials next week. The Ukrainian president stressed that more pressure must be put on Russia to finally bring the invasion of his country to an end.
Sure. More pressure on Russia. Yeah, exactly. Why should Russia be doing any of this? Russia's holding all the cards, but yeah, okay. We'll put pressure on Russia. How? No one fucking knows how, but sure. Let's do that. The little Jew in Ukraine said put pressure on Russia. So, well, we all better just start putting pressure on. We don't even know how to put pressure on Russia because Russia's holding all the cards. They will sit down at the table when they good and fucking feel like doing it. And right now they're saying, hey, by the way, oh, right, I meant swath of land. Thank you, Swampy. Yeah, Russia's not in any quick, fast hurry to get this fucking done. So cut the shit. None of this is going anywhere. And none of it quickly. What happened, Donald? I thought Donald, on the day before I take office, I'm going to get all this solved. Are you, Donald? Are you? Are you getting it solved? Just what solved looks like? Man, we are all in trouble if this is what solved looks like. God damn. Where were we? Where was I? Okay. Well, Alex Waslak with the five. We do appreciate that. No doubt about it. We could do better than that. Can't we? Yeah, we could do better than that. I know you can.
Davis Lerman.
Fuck you, pay me.
Davis Lerman.
Fuck you, pay me.
Davis Lerman.
Fuck you, pay me.
Davis Lerman.
Fuck you, pay me.
Davis Lerman.
Fuck you, pay me.
Davis Lerman.
Oh, Sinead. Thank you. Thanks, Sinead. Sinead McCarthy, everybody. Yep. Controlled opposition shills was the, isn't that what she sung for us? Oh, yes. There it is.
Controlled opposition shoes, shoes.
Yep. There you go. There's a lot of those out there. And man, you know what? Maybe Sinead's right. I should switch up the program. Let's just start saying all the stuff people want to hear. Nah, that's not going to work.
If I had fingers, I'd be showing you one.
Right.
But anyway, so...
I'm sure it fits perfectly between Skibbity Toilet and a Noot Noot. Oh, Noot Noot!
Yep. Yep, no one understands these kids nowadays. I don't get it either. Cringe Panda, you're adorable, but no, we don't know what that means, honey. No one knows what you're talking about. I suppose it doesn't matter, though, does it? All the Kurds are still using camels as military vehicles. Yeah. Russia doesn't do total war. No, they do slow, plodding, deliberate movements. They don't do this blitzkrieg or total war shit, neither nor. They do their own brand. Plus, he's moving in a deliberate, slow fashion because all these people have to become, you know, Russian citizens in the mind of Vladimir Putin. In fact, he already thinks they are Russians, right? So this is why you only want to kill who you have to, which makes a lot of sense. None of it's pretty, but, you know, fact of the matter is you got to do what you got to do. And that's no joke. All right. Should we do Star Spangled Burner? Well, that was a pretty good one. I did say no joke, though. We could do a no joke some other time, I suppose. First of all, let's just go see how we're doing over at the F to the T to the J. All right. Well, I've murdered the chat over there. There's no one chatting over there. So it's either flu voice or low on inspiration tonight, I suppose. Listen, that's all right. These things happen. You got on nights, you got off nights. On nights and off nights.
Fuck you. Pay me.
We heard you. We heard you. We heard you. Good Lord. So, all right. Well, I'm not going to lie. This one hurts. I don't think I've ever made $5. Ouch. All right. I think you'll enjoy this. Here we go.
Ah. Here's the new national anthem.
That's right.
Hispanic Latino population, the same people I played clips of 2 weeks ago, screaming at soccer games, boo during our national anthem. And we support Bin Laden out in the parking lots. Yes. We'll be a new America. An America with a... with an ever-changing complexion. Oh, say, can you see, man? What do we have here? Caller, you're on the air with Davis Lerman and Lou Cucaracha.
Yeah, when our forefathers came here, the Italians, the Greeks, the Irish, they didn't demand changes. They made changes according to the American way. And I think this political correctness crap is what has brought all of this about.
Well, no, sir, you are mistaken. You need intercultural training for non-Hispanics.
Yeah.
Anyway, so let me try to get this down here because we have the La Cucaracha. Let me see. Get a call from David Oliva.
Hey, man. What's up? Hold on, man. It's my heritage, man. La Cucaracha, you're making fun of my heritage, man. Here we go. It goes like this, man. Milabra, La Raza. Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light, man? Oh, what so proudly we hail, man, at the dawn's early... What? I thought it was last gleaming. Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, what up? Over the ramparts we watched, they were like streaming gallantly and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? And the rocket's red glare, man, let me tell you what. It was blinding, dude. It gave proof to raise the roof through the night that the flag was still there. That's a symbol of fascism. And yeah. What else we got, man? Here we go. Here's some verse you never heard on the Star Spangled Burner. Banner. Oh, that was a Freudian slip. The Star Spangled Burner. They'll probably be burning the flag. Oh, thus be it ever when free males should stand between their loved home and the war's desolation. What's up, man? Don't you respect my culture, my heritage? You need some intercultural sensitivity training, yo. Ain't you seen the statistics, man? The data tells me that you in the minority, bro. You better start listening to me now. Yeah. Yeah. What you got for me now? I don't know. Let me try this other song.
Hold on.
See how we do here. All right. Let me see some new words, man. Uh-huh. This is David Oliva, proud Latino, singing, oh, say can you see. Here we go. Oh, say can you see. Oh, no, wait for the oh. There it is. Oh, say can you see. By the dawn's early light, gunshots fire in the night. Don't make fun of my mi barrio, La Raza, Gordito. That's all the Spanish I know, man. I wish I could fake it better. I know one other Spanish term. Whose broad stripes and bright stars? De la pesca cocina. I just said something about the fishing poles in the kitchen. Yeah. Arr, I gotta start rolling my R's. Arr. Arr. On the shore dimly seen through the mists of the deep, where the foe's haughty host in silence reposes. Ah. As it fitfully blows, man, half conceals, half discloses. Empty your pockets, bitch. I'ma rob you.
Oh, hold on. Who is this now?
FCC.
Yes?
I'm afraid we're going to fine you for that. You can't do racial epithets on the air.
What's the fine?
No, we're going to shut you down.
Okay. I thought the FCC was originally proposed to be an organization that was merely to divvy up and look over the electromagnetic spectrum. All of a sudden, they're now some kind of freaking enforcement arm?
FCC?
Yeah, I thought you guys were just supposed to look out for the electromagnetic spectrum, and you weren't some kind of dictatorial anti-free speech enforcement arm.
We are all those things now and more. What's up, man?
Oh, I got it. I see where they're hiring over there now.
This is David Oliver, man. I got a message for Black America. You in the minority now. What you think about my proud cultural heritage, man? This is the revenge of Atlazan. I'm going to pull some Mayan junk on you, bro. I'm going to cut your heart out, yo. Yeah. What you got for me now? Yeah. Be warned, Black America. Hey, you know, I got a message for Black America, too. You cats in the Race Identity Politics Coalition, the guys who are obsessed with your own diversity, I suggest you get on board with the Latino train, my friends. You're on the air with Davis Lerman and David Oliver, man.
Hey, Davis. We used to kid about Jose, can you see? Well, now you've got Jose, can you see?
The broader question is really, how do you feel just honestly as an anonymous person about the complexion of your country changing? It just seems that every other racial group can be concerned with their race in the broadest terms. They can discuss how their race is being watered down by interracial dating and marriage. You know, everyone else can be concerned, but
The minute we are concerned,
yeah,
then we are racists and we are snobs. You know, civilizations have risen, civilizations have fallen. I don't know what is the mix of North America to come. It's probably not something I'm going to know in my lifetime.
Mm.
I don't know. We all want to be safe and comfortable where we are, and I think to go after, of course, we're going after terrorists these days, and to be harder on criminals. We've got O.J. Simpson walking around, and we want to put Martha Stewart in jail. Now, come on. come on.
Yeah, it seems that we have lost our way, and a very insightful person might point out that this is the way Rome went. When you allow the barbarians within the gates to rule the day by this open fiction called democracy, which doesn't really exist except in the minds of insane liberals. There's no such thing as democracy. There is only representative republics that decline into socialism, to become communism. Now, this is the other difference that is of interest to anyone who might want to become interculturally aware of the Hispanic tradition. Hispanics are communal people. I'm not calling them communists, even though most Hispanic peoples are ruled by a political faction of communists or fascists. Spain is famous for its number of fascists. But if we look at just the kind of people and what they expect from their government, when they come here, they are communal people by nature, not individualists. In fact, you can offend them by giving them a sense of competition, which is in the great tradition of capitalism, which is antithetical to socialism, which is why these communal people will change the economy of America to one of dependency on the state and the tradition of socialism. And this is less what concerns me, because you said everyone wants to be comfortable. If we begin dismissing the value of the white race, the people who were the first to build churches and museums, in the face of people who are currently today still cutting the heads off chickens at midnight and drinking the blood, I just think that that is a culture that, perhaps call me insensitive, is a little less valuable than the one that formed this country to which everyone flocks. This is...
We've lost rugged individualism, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, and
it's disappearing more all the time. Yeah,
rapidly, yes. It's dependency upon the state versus rugged individualism, mm-hmm. and this is the communal mindset that we are importing in the name of votes for the Republican Party or the Democrat Party, both of them appeasing these people who are coming in here and will change not just the complexion, but the very nature of our government. And
that's
you
right.
contrast all of this with what's going on with that disgusting Michael Newdow, people proposing to change what we swear an oath upon. I mean, there is an attack. There is a cultural war afoot. And I find it much more threatening than some cat in a towel with a magic carpet rolled up in his backpack, personally. Mm-hmm. You know, what they did on 9/11, that's one thing. What they're doing to all of us through this form of creeping cultural change is simply cannot be stood for.
Yes, I know. I know. We did need this. You know, do what we can one by one.
You got it.
What else can we do?
I appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Thanks. Well, what do you think about that, Dave Oliva?
She's a racist, man. She don't respect my cultural heritage, yo.
But now, David Oliva, I mean, be honest. Aren't all Latinos and Mexican Americans that are willing to risk their life to come to this country, aren't they all white supremacists?
How you mean, man?
Well, I mean, they are white supremacists because they believe the white America to be superior. See, they choose to live here because this is a country founded by white intelligentsia. And so by their very nature, them escaping countries.
You're confusing me, bro.
All right. Hear me out, David Oliva. When people scurry under barbed wire and briskly scoot across the border, leaving behind a country led by the same swarthy characters they are saying that the place known as America, which is currently dominated, although not for long, by white America, they are white supremacists because they believe this to be a better place to live.
I don't know, man. I just can't figure out why people would want to leave someplace and then because it sucks, right? And then come here, yo, and make it look like the place they left that's sucking, right?
Yeah, there's that too. What is with that? You leave some country because it sucks, right? Then you come to America and you want to make the place like the country you left, which was sucking. So you leave a place to suck to make America suck. Well, that's great. Oh, yeah, I look forward to this.
I see the change to Latino culture, man. It's a valuable change, and I see it as an exciting opportunity for post-Caucasian America, man. Post-Caucasianism is my – that's going to be set free, man. And then when I – then I'm going to beat down Blackie after beating down Whitey. You black folks, you're in for it, man. You are in for the ride of your lives with these Latinos. I'll tell you.
A message from the Dissident Right Pacification Committee.
He was a patriot before 9/11, Davis Lerman.
For those of you worried that members of the dissident right are evolving to adopt the tactics and tendencies of Nazis, let not your heart be troubled.
The Dissident Right Pacification Committee.
Rest assured, we only want to make America great again. And in doing so, return a white majority to its rightful place in the country their white forefathers built for their posterity.
The Dissident Right Pacification Committee.
You may experience temporary relocation and involuntary internment in work camps during this transition, but please understand, this is for your own good and to secure a future for our white children and our white women.
The Dissident Right Pacification Committee.
Though the groups are too numerous to mention in their entirety, the following people will find themselves amongst the first to experience our new internment facilities. Just as at Auschwitz, you'll find pools and a myriad of entertainment possibilities during your stay.
The Dissident Right Pacification Committee. Breeding, however, is discouraged under penalty of castration.
Once we have involuntarily invited the faggots and Jews, the LGBTQs, Jaimes and Heebs, Shylocks and Banksters, every employee of Goldman Sachs, every Muzzy, Raghead, Towelhead, Doom, raccoon, Durka Durka, each and every sun goblin and moon cricket, blue-gummed red-ass baboon, pickaninny mau mau, tar baby niglet, spook spade, and sambo, once we have involuntarily invited all of the aforementioned and more, we will begin processing these savages for expulsion from the borders of our glorious white country, and those who refuse our invitation for relocation will be eliminated! One purpose, one people, we are rising, coming for you! Thank you. This has been a message from the Dissident Right Pacification Committee to make America white, I mean great, again.
Davis Lerman.
There's your lovely Miss Alabama.
Oh, wow. Okay, let's go ahead and put that up. Brother, you got to be kidding me. What is going on here? Oh, what is going on? Is this for real, Giuseppe? Stop it.
Yes, it is. Hold on. Let me show you the finalist, and she won. I got it up here.
No way.
A little farther up.
The finalist must have been real pigs.
No, they're all gorgeous. That's
oh, no. Oh. So this is like body positivity bullshit. Wow. Okay, so we have...
Look at number two, Davis. Look at number two. She's absolutely drop-dead Greek goddess.
She looks juicy and really delicious. She looks like a cross between Scarlett Johansson and Elizabeth Olsen. And then that blonde there is... That's right up my alley right there. Okay. But then, even the one on the far left, she's got some beef on her arms. But hey, you could work that off, girl. But number three takes it, huh? Okay. Number three probably
has... beat on number five. I mean, look at that. Classic beauty.
So I have a real life anecdote that will relate to this. You want to hear it?
Do it, statutory Paul.
Okay, so last night I was in one of the largest casinos in Reno, Grand Sierra Resort, watching some games but particularly the Boston Celtics game one of the final, and they sang the national anthem, and they trotted out this black woman who wasn't quite that heavy, but I would say in that neighborhood, with a super long kinky hair, just super bushy, long, kinky hair. I would say medium attractiveness. I mean, she had a pretty smile, but of course she was maximum of a 5.5, maybe a 6, but she was extremely obese. Probably if she wasn't 300 pounds, she was 250 plus. And I am sitting with my headphones listening to your show, by the way. And you know how you have headphones on sometimes and you can speak out loud and you're not sure how loud you're speaking, you know? I mean, because like... In addition to, you know, occasionally, you know, like yelling at the games and so forth and so on, making comments. And if Giuseppe, I'm sure you've been in the sports book, so you know how sometimes people will yell at the action, right? So they trot this woman out to sing the national anthem. And without even thinking, I go, good God, why don't we get somebody good looking to sing the anthem, right? Unbeknownst to me, but kind of just beknownst, I wasn't paying attention. There was this black guy sitting, maybe 10 feet away, slightly to the left ahead of me. And he spins around and he gives me this look. And it wasn't like a super dirty look. It wasn't like a pleasant, friendly look. You know, he's giving me this look like what the fuck are you talking about, bro? And he said something. He mouthed something. I couldn't hear him because I had headphones on listening to your show. And all I did was, you know, I made brief eye contact and I kind of nodded. You know, I just kind of nodded like, you know, whatever. And that was that. But, you know, had he been white, he probably would not have spun around. And who knows why he thought I made the comment. And of course, I didn't make a racial comment. I said, good God, why can't they get somebody attractive to sing the national anthem? And of course, this is what they're doing to us all the time. They're basically, so many others have pointed out, they're destroying beauty. Okay. They're destroying culture. And of course, in the process, of course, they're destroying the concept of white beauty and white culture.
Yeah. And I think I might be stating the obvious here, but, you know, there's a good sound reason why people find, like, these ham planets, they find them physically unattractive, unless you have some weird, I mean, it's like a perversion, you have a weird kink, if you like these, like, fat folds with fungus growing in them, that's, like, you have an issue, I'm just telling you, if you like that, you have an issue, because, like, psychobiologically speaking, human beings are attracted to that which is a good prospect for reproduction. And when you look at the fat pig, you just can't think that unless you have a problem. And Paul, I didn't hear a thing you said because I'm still looking at 2 and 4. All right. No, I heard you. I'm joking around. There we have it. This was a real, I couldn't believe this was a real picture. I still kind of can't believe it still. This was at the peak of body positivity, if you remember. If you remember. Speaking of, do you remember? Oh, boy. Muslim snipers in America. Boy, that takes us back, doesn't it? Is that the good old days now? Muslim snipers? Homosexual Muslim snipers, too, right? Because then the older Muslim had groomed the younger Muslim, and they were doing gay Seth. Right? You remember that? Yeah.
Right Perspective exclusive here. We have some poetry of the sniper, John Muhammad, as read by Farrakhan.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have some poetry from the great John Muhammad. It goes like this. By the shores of Lake Gichigume, I see a white cop trying to shoot me. So hickory dickory dock, I'm going to shoot the white cop. Honky donkey sit on the wall. Honky donkey down at the mall. Gonna shoot that donkey in the head. I tried to call Chief Moose, but the line went dead. When you a Muslim, you a Muslim all the way. From your first vial of crap to your stolen AK. Sniper, sniper, shoot everyone. With my gay lover Malvo, immigration and fun.
Here you go. That's a special.
I mean, there you go. Angry, angry. This is the next installment of poetry by Sniper John Muhammad. As read by Minister Louis Farrakhan. Everybody, hold your applause, please. Hold your applause. This is called Message to the Jews Who Hate Farrakhan. You money-grubbing, media-controlling, matzah-eating, big-nose-complaining, black people fearing, jewelry-wearing, penny-pinching, two-for-one sale, oy-veying, pork-avoiding, making me a victim of the system. You gonna deal with me now? Angry, angry. How you like that poetry? That's what drove him, ladies and gentlemen. He's a victim of the system, John Muhammad, as is Mr. Malvo, soon to become a Muslim celebrating Ramadan and ding-dong in prison. All right, the third installment of poetry, known as Black Justice. Black Justice. It goes like this. There's gonna be payback please, ladies and gentlemen, hold your applause, please, please, please. I appreciate that, but we must hear from our brother in arms who's a victim of the system, John Muhammad, the accused sniper. There's gonna be payback for 400 years of oppression and digression and alienation and stagnation and frustration and, what's the other Haitians? I can't read your writing here. Haitians and Jamaicans. One more installment, ladies and gentlemen. This one, obviously the L.A. riots changed his life forever. It's called Yellow-Faced Koreans. That's the poetry he sent me from his cell in Guantanamo, wherever they holding him. Yellow-Faced Koreans, this is what it's called. This born out of the violence in L.A., it changed his life forever. Listen close. Hold your applause, please, ladies and gentlemen. It goes like this. This is the words of John Muhammad. Chinky Chinky with the yellow face tried to guard his marketplace. I'd like to shoot him in the head, but first I steal a loaf of bread. Well, thank you. Oh, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Something on the back. There's one more installment of poetry from the great sniper Muhammad. It's called No Justice, No Peace. But hold your applause, please. Rodney King beat to the ground. Crack, punch, snap with a horrible sound. All the cops come to beat he. Man, I'm depressed. I'm going to steal a TV. Now, you might recognize John Muhammad from the L.A. video. Perhaps you've seen him running with the TV, but that should not influence your opinion of his guilt or innocence, ladies. Thank you very much.
There you have it. Serbian Bull with $2 on F to the T to the J. Thanks, buddy.
Serbian Bull.
Right.
That is the laugh of a crazy person. It's a laugh of a lunatic. Have you heard it?
Fucking mute yourself for a second. Okay?
And I'll mute.
Shut up, I'm fucking talking.
Is this a meaningless victory?
It's an army.
You're on your own as usual.
Everybody, contact Paul Miles and Schiff, Counselor Paul California Esquire, with his paralegal, Miles Mathis.
Okay, first of all, fuck you.
We are now in total control.
Second of all, you of all people, okay, with your fucking academic pretensions, trying to mock basic knowledge.
Mr. Lerman.
If I have to, I have to. But I really hate
Davis Lerman.
He likes to stare at crotches.
Mm.
In order to have a taxable obligation in California, it was contingent upon
me having a federal tax obligation, which I assured them I do not. And after I sent them that letter, I don't think I heard from them in like 10 years. Because on California Form 540,
there's a line where it says, enter enter amount from line 33 of federal form 1040. Right?
I'm just saying, I don't ever want to hear one of my academic rants is boring again. Everybody contact Paul Miles and Schiff, Counselor Paul California Esquire, with his paralegal Miles Mathis. You do what you want.
I'm fuck just off. Saying, fucking mute yourself. Fucking mute yourself for a second. Okay. First of all, fuck you. You fucking coward. Second of all people, okay, with your fucking academic pretensions, trying to mock basic knowledge is like a California Form 540 or a Form 1040. Shut up. I'm fucking talking. Why are you mocking the idea that I'm just trying to tell people, okay, you know the Form 1040, right? Well, California, it's a Form 540. And on a line on the form, it says enter from line 33 of the federal Form 1040. Your taxable obligation. So the only reason I react the way I did, and I apologize for losing my cool, is I don't like it when people, dismiss these things or make fun of them as if they're somehow boring or unimportant, because there's nothing more important than, first of all, to stop paying these bastards that rule over us. All right, I'm done with my rant. Apologize for my temper.
No, I'm not saying the courts are not illegitimate, but all I was saying is that they're not fair, like Fetzer found out. He went in there with everything on his side, all the facts on his side, and said, no, we're not letting you submit that piece of evidence.
Yeah, I get that. And
of course, you could say, well, just hold on, let me finish. And then, of course, you could say, well, the Treasury is no more, obviously, they're an apparatchik of the Federal Reserve, so the Treasury is not legitimate either. So I'm just under the rubric of this sort of tax rebellion. You say, well, I'm going to print my own money, and then just tell the Treasury, Miles Mathis says you're crisis actors. You can't arrest me.
Okay, read the paper. I think I've sent it to you before. Read his full paper on Waco, and you may come away with a different opinion.
I have. Oh, I know. Okay. Here's the thing. I didn't even think debating that would be that important, but sure, we could do that. However, Miles Mathis has some gaps in his research. I think it's fair to say that sometimes he will make leaps and presumptions. That's my only criticism of him. Sure, he finds a lot of incredible nuggets, and frankly, if he's really painting all that, he's an incredible painter. So he's one of these brilliant Renaissance men at many levels. Just saying, you should read it and read lots of other stuff and take it all into consideration and make your own mind up. Okay.
Well, all right. That is was a very passionate, very fascinating back and forth, and very spontaneous. And so we're coming down to the final couple minutes. So let's have each of you guys make a final statement. Go ahead, start with Davis.
I think I'll just use my statement in closing, because I promised the first pogrom of the 20th century. It was in Moldova. And here's some of the stories: that there were breasts cut off. Does it sound familiar? There were rapes. Oh, get this. Baby's tongue was cut out while the two-year-old was still alive. And this one is sort of like replacing the kittens for feathers. They cut a woman's belly open and stuffed her belly with feathers and then sewed it closed again. These are the accusations of what occurred in the first pogrom of the 20th century.
And I'm trying to tell you that you were repeatedly doing anti-Semitic behavior.
Well,
you stupid bastard! I'm a Nazi! Look at me!
All right.
Dirty, filthy Jew.
Anyhow, that's my concluding statement.
And it was so, so powerful.
Thanks for watching. Bye.
Davis Lerman.
This sounds terrifying.
Right.
But bottom line, this is nothing to panic about. So what's this all about? Number one, no one needs to panic. Number two, this is nothing to panic about. Number three, hey, this is like no big deal. We just want people to know this.
Let me tell you another one here, quick. A black woman was showing off her brand new skin-tight stretch pants to her friend, and her friend asked how she liked them. And she said,
well, they all right.
What do you mean, they all right? Her friend asked.
Well, when I fart, it blows off my tennis shoes.
That was good. That was excellent. I was asking them.
Now, looky here. She.
Wait. Fapple! It's Fapple! Oh my god!
Right Perspective Radio.
And it was so, so powerful.
Thanks for watching. Bye.
Davis Lerman.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye.
One purpose, one people, we are rising. One purpose, one people, we are rising.